It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart device. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover. Tupac and I ran in the same circle.
It is Thursday, December 1st, 2022. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number that comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time as well. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. Getting everything loaded up. I was running a little bit behind today. I woke up 5 minutes after I was supposed to. You know, I hit snooze, and then I wake up, and I have it timed out right to the minute, and when I can go, and my wife's alarm goes off. She must have like an emergency alarm, like. Smart. My husband's a loser.
No.
and so.
Back up.
So I hear her alarm go off, and I look at the clock. She goes, "You got to get up." I look at the clock. I go, "Oh, my God." And I start blaming her. "Why didn't you wake me up?" She goes, "You kept hitting snooze." I go, "Don't let me do that."
How many snoozes a day do you do?
Just one.
Oh, really?
Just one?
Yeah, when I come into work, if I didn't have to, actually, to be honest with you, if I don't have anything to do, like on the weekends, I guess no one probably sets their alarm, but if there's something critical I have to get to, it would be one snooze. What is that? What's that noise?
I was adjusting my microphone a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
Jesus. I sent iHeart, the great company that we work for, the number one audio company in the world that's still working on figuring out audio. I sent them a list yesterday, and I said, "Here is stuff I need you to buy for this studio, because I've spent a lot of money on this studio. I'm going to spend more money on this studio to make it look." I mean, I told them yesterday, I said, "This looks like complete trash." I said, "I have to be honest. I'm so embarrassed by what you have put me in." I mean, it really
is. What'd
they
say?
I mean, it's striking if you go and you look at us in the old studio and how much work we put in there to make it look good. And then you go to an episode of RMG TV from since when we moved into this studio. I mean, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, it's night and day difference.
Like, I'll run into people and, like, you know, we're remodeling that place in Miami. And people go, oh, what do you do? You know, you run, I have a radio. Oh, well, then they want to look at it. I go, don't check that out.
Look at an old episode, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Could you go back to, like, 2021, maybe, yeah. Look at an episode or something? Don't look at this one. I mean, because it really is. It's embarrassing. Anyhow, I sent them a list. Included in that was shock mounts. That's the problem. When you move these mics, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's a radio station. You can't move a microphone without causing a racket.
I moved about an eighth of an inch, maybe. It was just...
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen to that. And... Isn't that ridiculous? And yeah. And they go, well, we like the way that looks better. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's important.
How's it sound? It's radio.
Are we a looking company or are we a radio company?
Well, obviously, no? If they're caring about the looks, they wouldn't have made it look like a hospital operating room in here. I mean, my God. I don't know what the... I don't know. Anyhow, I don't know why I'm surprised. They couldn't even get the podcast up yesterday. I don't know if it's fixed yet.
It's up. I just checked it.
Oh, thank God.
So it only took about 20 hours? And it's up.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I got so many complaints about that yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. I can't, you know. Sometimes things are screwed up. It's on our end, you know. We'll take responsibility for that.
There Snitz. Are times
we point Snitz our finger right at Snitzer.
I apologize.
Yep. If the show doesn't get posted, RMG TV doesn't get posted, it's Snitzer's fault. And, but.
This one, there's just a program I go to.
Yeah.
And I hit upload.
Yeah.
From there, I don't know what it does. I don't know. There's nothing else I can do other than upload it a second time.
Well, Charlie, here's something that says sent a text message just 30 seconds ago.
Okay.
The podcast for yesterday downloads but won't play on the iHeartRadio app.
So. Okay, well, at least you could have it.
Yeah.
We took your data a little bit, but that was it.
So, I don't know. Who knows if it's actually fixed
or not. All right. Well, I checked on a second kind of app, and it worked.
No, no, you've got to play it on the iHeart. Play it on iHeart. I tried. It just spins and doesn't play. And well. Joe says you guys should embrace this look. The studio is what they call pre-modern. Yeah. Yeah, that's our look. Now, the equipment is actually, you know, the equipment is way better. The board and everything, yeah. It's a lot more complicated, but that's better. But, oh, my God, everything else is... Oh, well, I'm done complaining for the day.
Really?
Just kidding.
I know, same.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
All right, so I'm in a bit of a pickle here.
Yes, what
I
do you got?
I want to quit my job, but I can't quit my job, or I could risk quitting my job. Long story short, my job screwed me and everyone else I work with over by not giving us an actual place to work out of locally. And they now expect us all to commute an hour and a half, 2 hours to a new location to pick up our trucks, to drive 2-3 hours to our delivery areas, finish up for the day, then drive back 2-3 hours, and then another hour and a half home.
Sure. Now, that sounds, I don't know all of the specifics about that, but that doesn't sound like a fun time. That's for sure.
2 hours one way, 2 hours back towards the delivery zone.
Yep.
Then 2 hours back to drop off the truck, then 2 hours home. That's, if my math is correct, that's 8 hours right there.
It's a full day.
Of just driving, and you didn't even deliver anything. All you did was drive at that point.
Is it, so you have a couple of options here, as far as I see it. You could quit. We'll get into that in a second, but. Maybe they want you to move right next to, they want you to move 2 hours away to be right next to their facility, maybe.
Oh, absolutely not. I think at this point they're just trying to squeeze us for every last little bit they can get out of us so we all quit.
I mean, is that even, look, I don't know anything about the law or whatever, but it does seem a little bit weird that they, so wait, did they used to have a facility near you and now they moved it 2 hours away?
Yeah, we used to have a local facility, and then, you know, COVID happened. Everyone that worked in the building that they decided they didn't need now works digitally from somewhere else in the country. So they have this giant warehouse that they're paying for that's not really getting used. So they said, let's find a smaller one.
Mm.
But they couldn't find the smaller one. So then this is where we're at now.
I see. All right. All right.
Can you take the truck home and just keep it for the week?
No.
No, it's too big?
Yes.
Could you live in the truck?
That's a good idea.
Move your family into the back of the truck, perhaps, and then you can drive them around while you make your deliveries.
Is there something
compared? No family, just me, wife, and the dog. Think UPS truck.
So another question. Well, I forgot my question. All right, never
There's
mind.
Probably something all right, comparable.
So here's the thing. How you do you can't plan to deliver? Like after I did the math.
Well, no, he's not on the clock.
Right.
No, they don't pay. They don't pay you to commute. Do you get paid to commute to work here?
You totally forgot about it.
They're paying me right now. I'm on the clock to commute, but I don't know if it's worth the mileage on my car.
That's the question. But how do you have time to deliver? That's a full 8 hours just driving back and forth. You doing?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Here's the thing. I wouldn't quit. When I was younger, I would get frustrated with a job and I would just go, screw you. I quit. Or I'd start yelling at the boss and go, you're an idiot. And then they'd go, you're fired. But I was like 22, so I didn't really care. So I wouldn't quit. You've got to have another job before you quit.
Yes.
At least that's the way I look at it.
I have one lined up.
Yeah.
I had an interview the other day. I got hired. I can't start until January 1st. They don't want to train me in and out through the holidays. So I said, all right, we can wait till January 1st. That's fine. But now that I have it, I'm just miserable. And I want to know whether or not
quit for a month.
Worth my happiness.
Is there something
be miserable at least. Well, I don't know. I guess you could go in and give your 2 weeks notice right now, and then you don't screw them over. They won't say anything bad about you to anyone else in the future. Whatever. Who cares at that point?
Well, he can't pay his bills. You can't say who cares. But
they probably won't fire him because they need the guy.
I've put in 2 weeks notice before and they're like, you can go.
Well,
you want me to put it in now?
Every day for you to put in your 2 weeks notice. My God. So I would. At least then you get through December 15th and you have pay for the next 2 weeks. Then you have 2 weeks off at the end of the year, Christmas, New Year's, before you start this new job. But you better be sure that new job is 100% a sure thing, because one time I got hired by this guy, the first radio job. He hired me in Las Vegas and he gave me my big break. And then I was part-time overnights. And then I moved to my first full-time job in Knoxville, Tennessee. Beautiful Knoxville, right from Las Vegas, Nevada to Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, a little bit of culture shock there. So I'm working in Knoxville with a bunch of people that, you know, they didn't have the same work ethic that I did, I guess. And things are a little bit slower in the South. And I wasn't too thrilled about it. And I wanted to work my way up. You know, I didn't want to be stuck in Knoxville for the rest of my life. So my old boss hired me to go work in Detroit. He goes, for about a month or 2 months, I was working him to get this job. He finally goes, okay, you're hired. He hires me in Detroit. So I march into the radio station in Tennessee and I go, I just want to tell you guys, you guys suck. You will amount to nothing. You're lazy. You have no work ethic. The program director is a buffoon. You're a bunch of hillbillies. And I go home. I go, I can't wait to pack my stuff, get out of here. I get a phone call, and it's the guy in Detroit. And he goes, hey, don't quit your job yet.
Oh.
I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I know I hired you last night, but I got a weird call from corporate today, and I think they're going to flip the format of this radio station, so you just hang tight. Don't quit. I go, I just quit. He goes, well, you're an idiot. And then the next day, they flip the format of the radio station, and now I'm without a job, so I have to...
I would have laughed if I were that radio company. I would have laughed my ass off.
I guarantee you they were laughing.
Did you do the George Costanza and just go back to work?
No, they
that would have been funny.
No. They wanted nothing to do right? with me at that point. And, well, so, listen, John, you got to be you might be miserable, but the fact of the matter is, you've got bills to pay. Yeah. You don't want to get behind. You don't want to...
Talk to your wife about it, too. Don't do anything without her.
No. He's a man. He can make a decision.
She wants me to quit.
Well, tell her she better not be buying anything. I know how wives, they spend.
Christmas.
Yeah, I make the money. My wife spends the money. Yeah. Actually, she spends less money than I do. Anyhow, John... I'd give 2 weeks' notice. Don't walk in there and quit right away.
I disagree. If you have the money, quit.
He said he didn't.
He didn't? He did say that?
Do you have a bunch of money saved up?
I could. I have some. But, I'd probably be broke at the end of it.
But who cares?
No. Are you positive that job is going to come through on January 1st?
As long as I study for my drug test.
Oh, I see. All right. See, it's up in the air because he's John smoking weed and doing whatever.
Take a month off and just smoke weed.
No.
Do drugs.
But I know they always say there's a driver shortage. So
yeah, they keep saying that.
I guess you're probably good either way.
Yeah, they say that, but they can't seem to hire anyone either.
Yeah.
No one wants to come do what we do for what the starting pay is.
I hear there's a nursing shortage, too. And then I was talking to somebody, and they're like, oh, yeah, the hospital I work at, they're closing the entire thing. I go, what? They go, yeah, they said the hospital is in financial straits. I go, what hospital? What kind of idiot running a hospital right now could be, what do you mean they're in financial straits? I don't get it, but anyhow. John, good luck to you. Let us know how it all plays out. And
thank you, I will.
Don't quit, honey.
All right, bye-bye. I don't know. It's been a long time since I had to quit or get fired. I quit the job at CBS because I got hired over here. That was the last time. That was 2008.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2008. I don't know what happened. In 2003, I started working here for CBS, and I haven't been fired since. You should have seen me before that. I was getting fired every 6 months, Dieter.
That's not good.
Out of control.
Completely
out of control.
I'm matured.
And you didn't care.
No, I did not care.
Something will work out. No. That's what you would always say.
Well, that's the luxury that you have when you don't have...
You had no money.
...a wife and kids and that kind of stuff.
No, you had a girlfriend that would go work at a bank to pay for the bills.
That's true, yeah. But, before that, you're just a single guy. You don't have to worry about anything. You have the flexibility to quit and move across the country and stuff. Once you get a family and kids, and good luck to you. Charlie, you're doing it all the right way.
No, you're not.
Oh,
Charlie.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I'd leave in a second.
Shut up.
Just gone.
Crystal, what if they said to you, you have a kid, she's 14 or something. What if iHeart said to you, hey, listen, we keep putting you on stuff on our radio stations in Cleveland, but... Then we take you off a month later. But now let's move you to, I don't know. We want to move you to Vegas. Just because that's where I grew up. What do? Now you have a kid. You got this ex-husband glomming on, all that. What do?
Well, I do love Vegas, actually.
Uh-huh.
But I have been trying to stick around at least until she graduates.
All right. What grade is she in now?
She's a freshman.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
God, you remember being a freshman? Is she like, does she talk to you about like going? I remember going to school. I was always just so awkward, just like I am in real life now as an adult. But God, I hated school. Maybe girls are different. Girls like school for some reason. I don't get it, but.
Well, because we like to socialize.
Oh, I know.
That's really why we like school.
And boys, you know what boys do? They just talk crap about each other and fight. That's what my schooling was like.
And oogle over girls.
Yeah.
That's one thing I look forward to is the girls in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you could never hook up with any of them, Dieter.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
No, I remember there was an older guy who was already in high school. We were in eighth grade, and he's like, you can do whatever you want. At lunchtime, he goes, you can just... use a digit, just at lunch. Just look all around. Guys are just using digits on girls all around.
Oh, really?
Stop making it. Out. I'm like, are you serious?
You thought it was like an orgy at lunch.
Yeah, this is a fantasy world. You go to high school, I'm looking around the first day in the cafeteria, I'm like, there's nobody doing that. Guys are sitting together and girls are sitting together.
Yeah.
Completely lied.
Let's see here. Let's see. Sean writes, Rover, I just wanted you and the rest of the crew to know that you were my number one podcast this year. I always listened growing up on the way to middle school when my parents would take me to school. And this year I would listen to your show while at work at Amazon. Thank you for making time fly by during my long work day. Can't wait to see what 2023 brings. That actually says on Spotify. You spent 7,137 minutes with your top podcast for Rover's Morning Glory. Wow. How many? Think of all the amount of time. Think if he was listening to something to learn Spanish or something, you know? He'd probably speak 10 languages by now. Yeah.
We dumped him down.
No, right. We probably, how many minutes? 7,137 minutes. Math.
118 hours.
All right. 118 hours, and he dropped 12 IQ points. let's see here. Sammy writes, I know you guys probably can't promote Spotify, but if you can, could everyone on the crew share their top artists from their Spotify Wrapped? Ask Charlie if you don't know what it is.
So at the end of the year, they just calculate all of your music.
Like what this guy did with podcasts, so, I guess is what... Yeah.
So if he's listening to podcasts on Spotify, it'll say that. So I don't use Spotify, but anyways, it just calculates everything, and then it tells you your vibe. It gives you a vibe check, I think. Like, this is you're an alternative party starter.
Do you think that they... Do you think that they have a profile on me and they think I'm like a 17-year-old girl or something? Yes. You know? Dua Lipa is what I listen to.
So I don't have Spotify, but I have a different one that's so similar. I use YouTube Music. Do you guys have your Wrapped?
I don't use Spotify.
I don't think
I've ever used it.
Yeah. Oh. I use nothing but the iHeartRadio.
Of course.
Yeah.
I listened to 21,000 minutes of music this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my Wrapped didn't work for some reason.
It didn't?
Yeah.
King Gizzard was my top band.
I got that InstaFest, but I didn't get the...
What does it say for you? Hipster Doofus?
Is Jeffrey?
Mine is the alternative party starter.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, so I listen to 66% amped music.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you amped up.
Mm-hmm.
And only... 34% kind of more chill vibes.
And he's 97% likely to get arrested this year.
My top artists are problematic. I have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Viagra Boys, Charlie Crockett, Pup, but then I have Kanye. Apparently, I was listening to a lot of Kanye.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Probably have to be canceled just like him.
Yeah.
What do you think they, I mean, I. That guy obviously has some mental issues. People enjoy watching people have mental breakdowns, especially successful people, because it makes you feel better about yourself. You're like, oh, God, thank God I'm not like that. Sure, he's a billionaire, but at least I'm not crazy like that. I think it makes people feel better, but I kind of feel bad for that guy in a way. Like, he's obviously...
Does he think he's crazy?
Yeah, he thinks he's smarter than everyone else. Yeah, he thinks he's a genius. And
he's looking at other people going, man, they're crazy.
Yeah, well, he looks at other people and thinks they're stupid, I think.
Stupid, okay.
They just don't get it. You don't understand. You're not enlightened like me. Jesus doesn't talk directly to you, Dieter. Colin writes, yo, Rover. You talked about Rover borrowing $100 and never paying it back. I loaned a friend, quote-unquote, friend money in college. Well, the guy didn't come back next semester and made no attempt to pay me back. I'd think about it from time to time and get mad. I'd think about what I was going to say the next time I saw him, but spring semester, he ended up committing suicide. I always felt like there's some kind of lesson there. I don't know. Yeah, the lesson is don't loan money to people.
No, you never know what people are going through behind
no,
the scenes.
You don't. No, don't
if
loan
you can help
money.
Someone.
No, don't. That's the,
how bad would this
the
guy
moral
felt?
Of the story is... Don't loan money because A, they're not going to pay you back, or B, you don't know they could get, they commit suicide, they die in a car crash. Who knows?
When somebody asks you for money, the rule is if you give them that money, think of it as a gift and just assume you'll never get it back. If you do get it back, what a pleasant surprise, but that's how you have to look at it. Don't you agree?
Well, I thought they said never loan money to friends.
Unless you're willing to just lose it.
Yeah, yeah. Right, as a gift.
Yeah, don't loan, I guess. Give.
Right.
Yeah,
if someone's in trouble and they're like, can I borrow $500? You have to be like, I know you're not going
to pay. Oh, I expect to get that back.
You have to have.
You want it back, of course.
No, you've got to have like a something like, kind of like, you know, at work or something, if you try and get out of a meeting, you always have to have something in your back pocket and ready to go. Like if they go, hey, can you? Nope, got
a dentist appointment.
You know, you always have to have something. They must go, Jesus Christ, Rover must have the cleanest teeth. He's at the dentist like three times a week. But you always have to. So if somebody asks you for money, you always have to have something ready. Ooh, I just had to put a new roof on the house. Ooh, I'm still paying that off. Ugh, I'd love to, but I can't.
What if you need money then? You're never going to get it. If you don't ever give it out, don't you want it to be a two-way street?
Then you got to go to family.
No, no. Yeah,
but that's the same thing. They say don't loan to family, don't loan to friends.
No, right? Peter, you think if you loan money to people that then when you need money, they're going to jump forward and give money to you?
Yes.
It doesn't work that way. No.
That's what family is for. That's what good friends are for.
Okay.
Remember that intern we had on the show? I had to loan him $300 so he could pay his rent.
Yeah.
And you guys were like,
Who?
Phoenix.
Okay.
From a long time ago. And he's like, I need $300. I can't pay my rent. He's like, I'm in a tough spot. My family won't talk to me. And I go, okay, dude. I go, I'll give you $300.
Uh-huh.
You have to pay me back. If you don't, I will kick your ass. I'll break your kneecaps. You pay me back.
Okay.
Because he's afraid of you.
And our friendship, though, was closer after that because I helped him out and then he paid me back. So something good did come from it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your friendship blossomed, I'm sure.
He still texts me once in a while. He actually sells nipple pasties in Vegas.
All right. He's made it.
He's made it, man.
All right. I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Rover Rewind. All the amazing, horrible, crazy things you might have missed this week on the show Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on MMS.
Traffic. From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Cleared up the crash on the turnpike eastbound before 480 in North Ridgeville. No other problem spots. No broken downs, no vehicles. 25 minutes for the drive, 90 westbound from Route 615 in Menor into downtown. See a problem? Let us know on the traffic tip line. 216-986-8888. I'm Faith Nezovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of everything you love.
Medicare Advantage plans from Medical Mutual check all the right boxes so you know you have the coverage you can rely on. Check for yourself. Visit medmutual.com/check or call 1-877-328-8298 today.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet.
You can't pretend you're on that trillionaire alpha male grind set if you're not starting your day with RMG, my dude.
Bro, bra,
dude. Real winners start their day with steel-cut oats and the morning goat. Rover's Morning Glory.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Yeah, I was just calling about what you're talking about, loaning money. And I know it's risky, but, you know, you see people on the corner sometimes with a sign saying they're homeless or, you know, they want a couple of bucks. But that's not really going to help them and go very far. I always tell people, go to the Department of Social Services because they have temporary assistance, and they will help you, and they'll help you with a lot more than just, you know, giving you $10, and then that doesn't go very far.
Yeah, I'm going to have business cards made. If anyone asks me for money, I'm going to hand a business card to them. It says, go to the Department of Social Services. And
how do they respond to that? Yep. Are they always positive when you say that to them instead of giving them cash?
No, they stab her.
No. Yeah,
she lives in New York, Dieter. Yeah. I mean, she gets stabbed. And then the person gets out of jail the following day. Yeah.
Right. They're starving.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. Do you loan money to people still, Dieter?
No, not especially. I'm trying to think who, not really, but in the past I have.
So the last time somebody asked me for money was probably about 5 years ago. And I was like,
You sure about that? Like your family, they've asked recently, like the last couple of years.
No, family's different. I know they're going to pay me back.
Okay, so outside of family?
Well, one time somebody asked me to, actually, no, I did, I take that back. Somebody actually asked me to borrow some money not too long ago. And it was such an obscene amount of money. I go, what?
Did you give it?
No. Dieter, I'm talking like hundreds of thousands of dollars. I go,
Wait, how much?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Who's going to buy a house?
Was somebody going to buy a house?
What did you need that for?
Was it like a single mom or something that wanted to upgrade her house?
No, I think they wanted to, I don't know. It's something like a business thing, but they needed a loan. And they, I said,
like their own cookie business or something.
Yeah. Believe it or not, this was not douchey.
It was not me for once.
So I generally say no to anyone.
Were you going to get a percentage of this business?
No, they go, no, I'll pay you back over like the next 10 years or something. I go, 10 years?
What if it goes under the business?
Right.
Then what happens? You're just out of luck?
How's the business doing?
I have no idea. I don't know, actually.
Is this a close friend?
No, I mean, not particularly. An acquaintance, I guess. Jeff says, Jeffrey asked you for help with his down payment recently.
That's true. You said no to that.
But that's not a loan. That's just giving him money.
Yeah, I feel like you offered it before he asked, right?
Well, yeah, I take care of Jeffrey here and there. But, you know, you can only give him so much money. And then you go, geez, I mean, you see what happens. He's buying wrestling boots and doing all this kind of stuff with it. So I sent Snitzer this guy sent me a screen grab. He says, Rover, you should put on some sort of contest for most minutes listening on Spotify. Well, maybe if I worked for Spotify, I would. But apparently a lot of people listen to the podcast on Spotify. He says he sent a screen grab. I don't know if Snitzer has it. There it is. 38,839 minutes with Rover's Morning Glory. Now, what is that in hours, Charlie? 38,839.
646 hours.
So, okay.
Now let's divide that by, divide by days. 24 hours. 26 straight days.
26 straight
that's
days.
Straight days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not like 26 shows. It's 26 straight days.
It's a month, almost.
Well,
wow.
Well, that's a lot. Good for him. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess there's an initiative. We talked about it a while ago where these companies were trying this pilot program where you could work 4 days a week. And they've tried, we've talked about this a couple of times. Some of them, they go, okay, we're going to, instead of working an 8-hour day, we're going to make you work a 10-hour day, 4 days a week. Yep. Now, would you do that, Dieter?
Well, here it's different. We don't work 10, but yes.
Uh-huh.
My sister actually does this. She works 10 hours Monday through Thursday. She gets Fridays off.
Okay.
She just gets a 3-day work a weekend. I get so damn jealous of her.
So she works 10 hours a day, and you're jealous of her. You work 4 hours a day. Okay, I see how this works. Smart. But
because of the 3-day weekend. Like, she's going on Thursday night, like, uh-huh. Hey, come out. There's a bunch of people drinking. I'm like, I can't. Uh-huh. You know, I got to wake up at 5 a.m. And she's like, oh, I have a 3-day weekend. Ha ha.
So I guess there was this pilot program going on for the past year where something like 900 or 33 companies, actually, they let their workers work 4 days a week, but they didn't make them work 10 hours a day. They just worked the same 8 hours a day.
That's awesome.
So they reduced the hours by 20%.
Yeah, but I get
that. But paying them the same amount of money.
Did they get more work done?
That's what they're claiming in this study. They go, there was actually an increase in productivity. And 97% of the workers want to keep working 4 days a week. Who wouldn't? Of course, if they go, you get to work 20% less and make the same amount of money. Who are those 3% of people? No, I don't like this. Like if iHeart came to me and they go, we're going to pay you the same amount of money, but instead of working 5 days a week, you only have to work 4 days a week. I don't think so. Who would say that?
Wouldn't you get sad, though, if you didn't? Like, I don't know. I just think I get, by the end of the year, I get grumpy just because you annoy me, Rover, and I'm ready for a break. But I actually enjoy, come January 1st,
stop
I
can't.
No, I do.
Stop
I enjoy
it. Dude, she's the kind of,
being
this is,
around. I think it's just
people,
for our,
no, this is people who just don't. People want to be, they never want to be happy. And Dougie's exactly like this.
What does that mean?
When it's wintertime, oh, this wet. Oh, I'm so sick of it.
I get scared driving sometimes.
And then summer comes.
What happens? Oh, it's too hot.
I'm not that person, and you're really full of crap.
Like the first week, it's hot. Oh, I'm over it already.
I don't say that. You know I don't.
This new studio, remember, sick. I can't wait to get to the new studio. I can't wait. I can't wait. We get here. This place sucks.
No, it doesn't.
I get no privacy from sales staff. Oh my God.
I'm out there talking to the people. You can hear me cackling all the time. I enjoy the new studio. I enjoy coming here.
Does she complain, Rover?
No, I don't.
Stop. Yeah. Okay.
People can't be so happy. Full of crap.
Yes, they can't be happy.
No, I just think it's good for mental health. I think it's good for routine.
I've in these companies, like whoever's doing this, I don't know why they're trying to. This is the 4-day week global initiative, and whoever runs that organization, I don't know what dog in the fight they have. Why they want people to work 4 days a week? I don't get it. But wouldn't you, if you were running a company, wouldn't you look at this, the results of this, and go, well, this just means our workers are slacking off. We're paying them for 5 days a week. If you're not part of this program, you're paying them for 5 days a week, and they're basically, they could get the same amount of work done in 4 days. Wouldn't this be?
Yeah, but make me
a bad thing?
No, who cares? No, I'd say I'm working harder. I'm getting the job done 5 days a week. But now I can amp things up and I can get them done in four.
But
I'm pumped to have my 3-day weekend.
I don't think bosses should look at it that way. When a boss is probably going to look at it and go, well, wait a second. If you can get the same amount done in 4 days, why did I pay for 5 days? I'm already paying you for 5 days. Oh. Keep that same level up for 5 days.
Work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that you're not working harder those 4 days.
Yeah,
you're fake working.
Oh, my God.
You've been fake working. You've been fake working when you're doing the 5 days a week. You're filling time to get to your 40 hours. Then you've got to cramp all that down into 4 days. Now you're actually working really hard.
No, it'll be like a sliding scale, because then they hire somebody and they go, hey, we work 4 days a week. And then they fake work, too.
Right.
And they're really doing 3 days of work in 4 days. I love working. I would love to work 4 days a week, but I don't get the supposed advantage for the companies if you're running a company.
I think it keeps everything moving. It's like if you have a car and you never really take it to its full potential, what happens to it? It kind of hurts the car. Don't you think it just is a good thing? It keeps you moving. It's routine.
Take the car to the full potential. What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What is she talking about?
You just go 150 miles an hour as fast as you can to make sure you get it up to its full potential? Is that what you're saying?
No, but if you don't drive a car every day, like when I first moved here, I worked downtown and I lived downtown, so I never drove my car. And
you're talking about the battery.
Yeah,
if you don't keep driving your car, the battery dies.
Yeah, it's good to keep all cylinders moving.
You'd bring it on a freeway a couple times.
Yes.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Snitz.
I think whatever's the best way to get people to work their hardest is what you should do.
Yeah, they're refreshed for 3 days, refreshing. They're back to work, happy.
Right. And you're like, I got to get this done so I get my stuff done by the end of the week.
No, I think people will just adjust to that.
That's
and they'll
true.
Be as crabby as they ever were. What do you think? If I work 4 days
right?
a week,
that's
I come in
week.
Here
right.
so
yeah,
happy.
3 days, yes.
Oh, well, not you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the sales staff, I think, would change.
Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? They work 1 day a week here.
They take a party when they come in because they never see anybody.
Oh, man.
They're here a lot more. They're here way more now. Absolutely, they're here more.
Have you ever been here? Have you looked here on a Friday? They are not here.
Well, no, Fridays they don't come in.
Yeah, okay.
So no, Mondays are kind of
rough. You think they're at home just working hard on Friday,
yeah,
working
it is.
From home?
I guess just Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesdays they come in because there's a big meeting, right?
And it's Thursdays, Mondays. Maybe 2 days a week.
There's a guy here, I was reading an article. His name is Dermot Alistair Mills. He's an Irish, He works for Irish Rail, which is like the national railway or whatever. He doesn't actually work on the train. I think he's an accountant. And back in 2014, he was a whistleblower. And he said, there's some accounting misdeeds going on here at Irish Rail. And the company goes, oh, yeah, you want to rat us out like that? Fine. So they gave him, they essentially took all of his job duties away. This is back in 2014. So they pay him over $100,000 a year, but he does no work. He's actually suing Irish Rail now.
What a dork.
Saying that they don't give him any work.
Oh, really?
And he wants to do work. And
so they didn't fire him after he whistled. If he's blowing the whistle, because right. He probably can't.
Right,
exactly, so then they yeah. just say, all right, we'll stick him in a room. Right. You say, this is the best thing that could ever happen to me in my life.
He says he gets paid $100,000 a year to just read newspapers, take long walks, and eat sandwiches now.
Aww. Get another job.
About.
I admire that, actually.
His quote is, I'd say if I got something that requires me to work once a week, I would be absolutely thrilled. So they have him doing nothing. For $100,000 a year. And this guy is now suing, saying, you're not letting me work. I want to actually work. What's wrong with that guy?
No, don't you admire that? Don't you want that guy to work on your team?
I should hire him to run sound effects here on the show.
No, seriously, isn't
that... Charlie's actually living that life. We have one sound effect per week. And we're all thrilled.
Something.
I'm good.
So... I'm good. What's wrong with this guy?
I actually think that's the kind of guy I want on my team. I think that guy is, I admire him. He wants to do more.
No.
No, I disagree with you.
He's a busybody.
No, he's not. He's telling you, give me
he's
more.
He's ratting you out for things, and he wants to be involved. Why would you want to give this guy any work when you go, well, is he just going to rat me out again? I don't know why they don't. Yeah, I guess they couldn't fire him because he's a... They say it's the Protected Disclosures Act, whatever that means. Must be some sort of Irish law where they can't...
No, I think that they have that here too, don't they? If I disclose something and, for you know, I don't say anything for fear I'm going to get fired, I think they have a protection, don't they, in the U.S.?
The thing, they have some sort of law here where if you're a whistleblower and you... Like if a company or somebody is ripping off the government... And you blow the whistle on them, you actually get a portion of the money that's recovered.
Really?
Yeah. And I forget what the percentage is, but...
Seriously?
So if I find out one of our bosses is stealing and I report it...
From the government, not from the company. Oh. that's right. You blow like the whistle. Ref? Coach, oh, Coach okay. Dieter. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I blow the whistle.
Yep.
I get a percentage of this.
If it's the government.
Yeah, okay,
so
okay,
like,
okay.
All that COVID money, if somebody stole money or reported false and you know, you can get a percentage of that?
Correct. So let's say that the company you work for took $500,000 in COVID money and you are a whistleblower. You rat them out. And if they recover that money or find that whatever, you get a portion. The whistleblower gets a portion. I don't know. Is it 5%, 1%, 20%? 50%. I don't think it's that high. I don't know what it is, but...
Jackpot.
Yeah, it could be. Yep. Get all those sound effects, Dieter.
More than... it's blown the dust off
more
that
in
machine.
The past 60 seconds than we've had all month. But...
Well, it's December 1st.
So I saw something on... He's got to get his quota in. Yeah. Yep.
Five a month. Yeah.
Get that out of the way. Yeah.
Done. Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
No, I saw something on 60 Minutes. I forget what they were... What the case was, but it was something... Maybe they were a whistleblower. This was a few years ago. It was a few years ago, and it was maybe it was a bank or something like that. I don't know. And they were due to get something like $500 million as the whistleblower. I mean, it was an insane amount of money. So they had a vested interest in. I would rat my company out so fast.
Are you protected? Like, do they?
$1 million.
Do they?
I didn't know we had this many.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The library?
Well, they work now.
He has something
like a million sound effects.
They didn't work for like 3 years.
So we've got some catching up to do, basically.
Did they protect you? Like if you say, you know, your boss stole money from the government, do they say who did it? Like, you can't lose your job, obviously, right? They're not going to say, oh, it was Rover that ratted me out.
No,
really?
I think you have to come forward, I think. Ooh. But they can't fire you because then they'd be in violation of that.
Yeah, but who's going to do that?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Nate, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Talking about the 410s gig a little while ago.
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to work 410s. Probably for over 5 years. About 3 years the first time, and then now I'm doing another stint. It's really nice not having to travel 5 days a week if you can squeeze it into four. But if somebody were to tell me, hey, would you rather work 4/8 instead of 4/10, I would definitely take the 4/8.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, of course. That just blows my mind that 3% of people say, no, I don't want to do that. I'd rather work 5 days a week. And I don't understand who in their right mind would want to do that, but
I guess they're getting home later.
But Nate, you think that the company is, I understand why workers would want to do it, but do you think it's good for the company?
I don't see how you can get more done on an 8-hour day than you can afford than a 10-hour day, especially if you take breaks in there. The lunch, it takes time to get, you know, get to go to break or to go to lunch and then come back and then get started again. I don't know, as a company owner, I think you get more done on a 10-hour day than an 8-hour day, that's for sure.
Tony sent me a text message that says, I'm not used to the sound effects that 60 Minutes ticking came on. I thought my truck was breaking down. Yeah, this is how freaked out people are by these sound effects now. You know what it is. Eager Beaver is here, so Charlie's trying to throw as many sound effects in there as possible.
I don't know if he likes that name. I feel bad that you call our new boss Eager Beaver.
He's an Eager Beaver. Well, Cream Pie Carl, I don't think, is a great nickname for him because it was like a one-off thing. He's not known as for his cream pie. That was just some video that I saw of him before he was hired here. And he was talking to a donut guy. He was like interviewing a donut guy or something.
I thought he was dressed as a donut. He was in the mascot outfit. You go, what the hell is this guy dressed like a cream pie?
No, he wasn't. No,
yes.
No, he was interviewing a guy.
I swear, you showed me a picture where he was in the mascot outfit.
No, there were two guys. He was not the guy in the mascot outfit.
I thought that
was
him.
He was interviewing that guy, I think.
I took it the other. I thought, you go, this is him. This is our new PD in the outfit.
No. Anyway. So Eager Beaver, because he's always eager to work. To do something.
Go get her.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
No, we've never had that. We've never had a boss this eager, this happy to help. I mean, in our history of being together in this show, do you think that there's anyone?
He's also brand new.
Yeah. Oh,
he'll get sick of it.
Yeah, wait until something happens and then.
Rover who?
Yeah.
But anyway, he's here because, why is he here so early?
Corey, the board op is not feeling well, Dieter.
Dieter sounds sick as hell, too.
Dieter does?
Oh, yeah. A little congested, yeah. Well, when people are coughing around you, what are you supposed to do?
I'm not sick. I haven't been sick. I just have remnants.
Been coughing nonstop. Nonstop.
No, I'm fine.
All right. I've got to get to the shizzy.
Oh, the news.
What do you have coming up, Dougie?
It's really weird that you talked about that. You have a lot of emails about that Netflix show Wednesday.
Oh, man, I watched an episode last night. That show is good.
Well, I've got an update for you regarding that show coming up next.
All right. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Cakes weekly weigh-in and Caps tickets to see him play the Thunder on the 10th. The Alan Cox Show starts today at 2 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. No accidents or broken down vehicles to slow you down. A little busier now, 90 eastbound as you make your way across the Innerbelt Bridge. Some heavier traffic, 77 northbound as you make your way onto the 90 ramps. And the inbound East Shoreway getting busier as you approach Dead Man's Curve. I'm Faith Nesovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Dunkin'. You do the holidays with bells on. Luckily, Dunkin's new cookie butter cold brew and cookie butter
device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. Welcome to the RNG Job Fair. We're offering minimum wage compensation, a hostile work environment, and a health care plan that consists of a tub of Vicks Vapor Rub and a can of ginger ale. Apply today and all of this can be yours with Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doozy?
Rover, a lot of emails about that show Wednesday. You talked about it yesterday on Netflix, and people were kind of surprised that you would really enjoy a show like that. I've got a news story regarding that show Wednesday. We'll talk about that coming up next.
I was surprised I liked it, too. Yeah. The preview played on Netflix. I said, you know what? I'll start watching this and start watching it. This is a good show.
How long are the episodes?
I think they're like an hour long. Almost an hour long. And I think there's eight of them. So.
Yeah, okay.
It's a long show, but
I loved it.
Oh, yeah? You're done with it already?
Oh, yeah. I watched it in one day.
One day?
I did a binge on a weekend.
I think Snitz did that, too, because when I mentioned it, Snitz was... we mentioned it at the beginning of the week, and it had only been out a few days, and Snitz was already talking about it in past tense. That was a great show. He must watch, like...
We were off for a week.
He gets, like, alerts, and it's like, hey, there's a new show on Netflix. Doesn't matter what it is. He just watches the whole thing from start to finish. Yeah.
That day watches the whole season.
Like, if they had something like that Spotify rap thing, if Netflix, if all the streaming services had that, I'd love to see the number of hours Snitzer streams.
Oh, God.
He has every service, too, Dieter.
I know. Why not just keep cable?
Hulu, Netflix, HBO Max.
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. Crackle. Popcorn TV or whatever. Yeah. Who knows?
Crap, yeah. No, I get free ones. Once a year, I'll change my email address for my Hulu, so I get it for $2 a month.
Epic.
Really? They don't track it. They don't track it by like credit card or address or anything like that?
I change that too, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I got to change it around.
I see.
Got a whole scam going.
Yeah, of course, man.
Well, can I whistleblow him, perhaps, and get like 20%? Yeah.
$2.99 a month.
Oh, God.
I do the Disney package, Snitz. It has Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus or something. I've never loaded
that
up.
What do you use on it, though? You don't use Disney. You don't use ESPN Plus.
I know. It is kind of a waste of money. No, I watch... every now and then I'll watch something on Hulu. It's rare. The Disney Plus I would watch... Snitz watches everything on Disney Plus. All that Star Wars crap.
Andor, man. One of the best shows of all time.
What? Is it?
Yes. It is definitely the best Star Wars... It's definitely the best Star Wars show.
Okay.
And it's really a great, great, great show.
Best show... You're saying... One of the best shows of all time. You're putting it up against Sopranos?
No, I'm saying for that.
For Star Wars. Okay, best Star Wars. Yeah. Okay, best for Star Wars.
For nerd stuff, Charlie. Okay. It's right.
It's not
going to
beat The Wire, which is the best show of all time.
I've never seen that.
Dieter says that sucked.
I turned it off. After the second episode.
I turned off Wednesday. You make fun of me, Rover, for liking a dragon show? I turned this show on. The first 10 minutes, they're walking through a school. And they go, these are where the werewolves sit. And these were the vampires sit. And I said,
what is this, Twilight?
I go, lame. This is, I cannot believe Rose was watching teenage werewolf show. And
it is good.
Are there werewolves?
I thought Adam's Family was grounded in reality where
there's a hand. They have a hand that crawls around, Charlie.
Isn't that it?
Yeah. No, it's the thing.
What?
I guess you're right. I guess there is a hand. But other than that.
They electrocute each other and still live. And
yeah, but it's kind of comic. It's comical. There's like a serious werewolf group. I saw that and go, that's lame. And I was like, well, can't get any lamer than that. And here's where the vampires sit. And I go,
ooh, I got to watch this.
I go, okay, there's
Medusas in it, too.
I couldn't believe that you would ever make fun of somebody for watching a dragon show.
Oh, it's good.
Teenage vampire show.
I didn't think, this is not my kind of stuff, but.
She is so cool. That's the
key. Oh, yeah. The girl is like she plays that part. I don't think they could have cast a better person to play that part. She does it so perfectly that I can't even imagine somebody else doing it. And she's really, really good. Are you ready for the shizzy
sure.
douchey? Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Survivors of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, they have filed a $27 billion class action lawsuit.
Billion? Oh, my God.
$27 billion wow. lawsuit against class action against multiple law enforcement agencies in Texas.
You know, I don't know how it is in Texas. I'm guessing in Texas, though, they have... it's dictated by law that they can only pay out the government, their local, state government, whatever, can only be responsible for X number of dollars. So, you know, good luck, I guess. They're not going to see $27 billion.
The
wow.
plaintiffs include the parents, the teachers, school staff members who were all at the school on that day, which was May 24th, when the 19 students and two teachers were killed. And according to the lawsuit, they said despite active shooter training, law enforcement fundamentally strayed from conducting themselves in conformity with what they knew to be the well-established protocols and standards.
Yeah, they screwed up. I mean, there's something there, but
yeah, yeah, but not that much.
$27 billion. I saw that somebody has already sued. There was that shooting in Walmart where that the manager of Walmart went in there and shot up the break room and killed people. Well, a survivor, not even kidding, 3 days after that, has already filed a lawsuit for, what did she want? It was an unbelievable amount of money.
Like $50 million.
Yeah, unbelievable amount of money.
It was really quick.
She said she complained. She put in a complaint months ago, and nobody listened to her complaint about that guy.
She might have a case. If she already complained about this guy?
Well, he was. I don't know, but I look, you normally have 2 years to file a lawsuit.
Get the ball rolling now. You're pissed.
I think you kind of have to wait a while and let everything play out. When you do it right after the fact, it makes you look like a bunny grubber. I'm not saying that that's the case, but
don't people forget that in 2 years you're gonna be like, what shooting? They happen so often.
Yeah, they'll have 10 more by then.
Right, you do
that's
right now.
That's what they have a trial for. You don't. That's not how the law is based. Do I remember something? No, they have a trial, Dieter.
Yeah,
they
you want the jury
present
to
that evidence.
You don't want the jury to be, it's top of mind right now?
No, because they still take a year or more to go to trial. No.
Either that's way, Rover, if she already complained, she has a case.
Why? Well, people complain about people here at iHeart all the time. I don't know.
The complaint was, I think this guy's going to come in and shoot everybody.
Yeah, if he says...
Right, but what was her complaint? What did she say?
Well, I'm saying, if it was that...
Did she just say, I don't like this guy, or this guy creeps me out? Or did she say, this guy is threatening to come in here and shoot us up in the break room?
Do you know, Crystal, what he said?
It didn't divulge what exactly she said, just that she put in a complaint with the company.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like a slam dunk case necessarily, but go on, dude.
So speaking of shooting, we really don't know what's going on still with this University of Idaho, this student's... you had talked about on the show that were attacked, the four university
What is taking
killed.
So long? My God.
Apparently, the community gathered last night. They did a whole everyone get together kind of thing and mourn the loss of these kids, pay their respects to the four students. Well, officials have had to now come out and say, oh, we might have previously said something that the killings were all the result of a targeted attack. We have to backtrack now and say... we don't really know that now.
Yeah, these guys are buffoons.
They don't know what is going on. There's this neighbor that people are targeting.
Yeah, I'll play a video of him.
Insane.
Yeah, the internet's cracked the case here, everyone. Just like they did, remember the Boston Marathon bombings?
Yes.
And the internet's like, look at these two Middle Eastern guys. Here's the guys that did it.
Yeah.
They had absolutely nothing to do with it. This is like, do you remember people started emailing Dieter? I think you might have even, Dieter was believing this. A couple months ago, there was that girl who was found in the car in a lake after a party. And some, like, maniac half-country music singer on YouTube, I don't remember the guy's name, he starts putting out these videos that some YouTube group is behind her killing, and it's all child sex trafficking and all this. And people started taking that seriously, and people were emailing me, I guarantee you that so-and-so from that group is going to be arrested this week. guess what?
Nothing
didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's all BS. So these people on the internet think that some guy who was interviewed by the news because he is awkward, they go, oh, he must be behind these killings. Here's him explaining, I'm not a murderer.
This is the neighbor.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't see it? I can't even hear it. You can't see it.
It's just a black screen.
Hmm. I can't even hear it.
I can hear it. Stephen McDaniels.
It's low, though. Well, forget that video. Okay. Can't see it, can't hear it. Go on.
Through the years, there have been plenty of studies that show how video games help your brain. Well, a new study suggests that doing crossword puzzles is even more effective at slowing memory loss than gaming. You ever see old people do crossword puzzles?
All the time. Yeah, that's all they do.
Yeah,
my grandpa used to do that all the time. And then he started going senile, and he would do crossword puzzles. Like, he did this for as long as, you know, 30 years or whatever, since I was born. He always did these crossword puzzles. And then he'd look at him. He'd just sit there on a recliner doing this crossword puzzle. And then when he got senile, it was just gibberish. It was just random letters on there.
But it's supposed to help. So they say that researchers were so impressed with the results of the study that they think crossword puzzles could actually be a powerful tool to help reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. It is Thursday, December 1st, and we have a lot to look forward to this month. For example, lots of NFL action this month. We have college football bowl games. They will start December 16th. The World Cup, that's always exciting. That runs through December 18th because right now we're still in it. So that's pretty good with the USA. They're playing the Netherlands in round 16 this Saturday. Don't forget movies. We have that Will Smith Emancipation. That's going to hit Apple TV on the 9th of this month. Not sure if a lot of people are going to watch it, but, you know, we'll see if they can get over that whole Chris Rock slap. Of course, we have The Whale with Brendan Fraser. That comes out the same day on the 9th. You have Avatar coming out.
Wait, that whale thing that's not even out yet? Oh,
no.
My God.
No, people are waiting for it.
Why did we hear about this in the news?
Screenings. People were crying, standing ovations. I heard that Will Smith can still win an Oscar for this movie coming out, even after all that slapping and all that.
Well, he's banned from going.
But he can still win.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Other things to look forward to, of course, the holidays and the People's Choice Awards. And then Harrison Ford's new Yellowstone prequel series, 1923. That'll hit Paramount Plus on December 18th. Speaking of TV shows, Stranger Things was the biggest hit for Netflix recently. Now Wednesday has hit the biggest hit for Netflix.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
No, I don't believe any of this.
It's Bridgerton.
Every show they put out has broken a record. It's the biggest
proof?
This or that. It's.
I want to see the proof of this.
What do they say exactly?
They say that it racked up a record-making 341.2 million viewing hours, which beats Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the proof. Yeah, what more do you want?
Stranger Things was huge.
Okay. It's also number one show in 83 countries, which is tying with Stranger Things as well. There you go. That is... Oh, the other big story that happened yesterday, there's a couple of things that happened I just want to say real quick.
Yes.
Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac died yesterday after a short illness, 79 years old, and she passed away. You probably got a lot of text messages from news services saying that she passed away, so...
Yeah, I did, and I go... Not text, my emails, and I go, who? Who is this? It was like breaking news. I go,
you don't get texts?
Fleetwood Mac.
Texts?
You don't get, like, breaking news texts?
Oh, my God. I get enough text messages and no. You do?
Oh, absolutely.
You have a thing?
My phone blows up. When my phone blows up by all the different services, notifications, I know
something. You get texts or notifications?
Oh, isn't that the same?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Chick who died is just what, in this band? Is that right?
I think she was a writer too, I heard.
Yeah, she's in Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I know Fleetwood Mac. I don't know this girl.
Christine McVie, John McVie's ex-wife.
Who's John McVie? I've never heard of that guy either.
The bassist.
Oh, I don't know.
So she's not the main singer. She's like the second one, right?
She sings some songs too, yeah. It's Stevie Nicks and her both.
Yeah. Stevie Nicks, I've heard of.
That's who you think of. Yeah, yeah. She's the one next to her.
Okay, so someone in the...
Yeah, the second in command.
Yeah. There was a fertility center in California that did something weird, and they were sued, and they lost. So let me tell you what happened there. This sperm bank or fertility center, a guy comes in there, and he goes, I want to freeze some sperm. And he goes in there. He's got this woman with him, and they go in there. They freeze this sperm. Well, the guy drops dead later, and the woman uses his sperm to impregnate, to get impregnated and have a kid.
After he's dead,
yeah. Fair enough. That wouldn't be a news story, right? I mean, we've heard of stuff like that happening before. But in this particular case, the guy who went in there and froze his sperm and then ends up dead, he happened to be married to another woman. So his wife had no idea that he was that he was having an affair and that he was freezing sperm and stuff and had no clue.
The wife didn't know he was trying to have a second life with another woman and a kid? Yeah.
Until after he's dead, and then she somehow figures this out or whatever, and she gets upset at the sperm clinic, and she sues the sperm clinic, and in fact, the court there says that she is the rightful owner of that sperm.
The wife
is, yes. Because when the guy signed the agreement, he said in the agreement that I guess they have a standard thing, contract that you make with these things, and it says if you drop dead, the sperm that you have frozen becomes the property of your next of kin or wife or whatever it says in the paperwork. And the wife goes, this was my sperm. I own this sperm. It's not for this floozy mistress. So I think that this fertility clinic has to, I think they have to pay up to the wife. Now, my understanding is weird because I tried to read this article, but it was on one of these websites where they want you to pay before you can actually read the whole thing. Mm. From what I could gather, the guy went in there and donated the sperm, like, without his wife. Now, I could have that wrong. He might have gone, because that doesn't make a lot of sense. How would she even find out about that, right?
Yeah,
with the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I get it if he goes in there with the wife and they freeze this sperm, and then later the mistress goes in there and goes, hey, you know, John's sperm, I want some of that for me. Now, that would be even more of a case, but I don't think that's what happened. I think he went in there with the mistress, and the wife had no idea about this, but I don't like that. I think, why should your wife own your sperm?
What?
No, I'm
serious. Why should a mistress own the sperm?
Can anybody get it then? Is that what you're saying? Anybody should have access to it?
Well, no.
No, I would say that if the guy wanted the mistress to have the sperm, that's his right. And it should be, you know, the guy, it's the man's sperm. The man should be able to say, hey, I want to freeze this sperm. And if you want to make it available to everyone, so be it. You want to make it available to your mistress, so be it. I don't think it should automatically fall onto your wife if that's not your intention. I don't think.
I think that's craziness. I think is the guy going to have to pay? Well, wait, so the mistress, did she impregnate?
The guy's dead. He's not going to have to pay anything.
Well, he's got an estate.
He's dead.
Is there a baby in any of this?
The mistress has a kid? Yeah, the mistress.
Is she going to sue for child support?
Or does she get to own the kid?
She have to give the kid back to the wife?
Yeah.
She's not going to want that kid, gosh. The mistress's kid. Who would want that?
The wife should get that kid back.
Would you want that?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
That's my dead husband's baby. I want to raise
that. With the mistress. You're not even thinking right.
What do you mean I'm not thinking right?
Wait, say what she... What did she...
She's saying...
The wife should get that baby back.
From the mistress.
Oh,
the mistress's kid.
She's going to
see this kid every day, and it's the mistress's kid. Dude, you want that. That makes
no
sense.
That's my dead husband's kid.
Right, but your dead husband was cheating on you with this woman behind your back. Why would you want that kid? I would want nothing to do with the kid, the sperm, nothing. Forget about that guy.
If the man left money to the wife, which I'm sure there's an insurance policy, is the mistress going to sue for child support? I could see her trying to do that. Right?
I don't know.
That's murky waters there, mister.
Could you imagine if you had a court case, Dieter? They always say, like, let's say you're charged in a criminal thing, or maybe you have a big lawsuit going on, and your lawyer always goes, we should settle. Who knows what will happen in a jury's hands? Imagine if Doogie was on the jury. You could not.
Right.
Who knows how she would vote? It's a crapshoot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that is. That
wow,
is,
that sucks.
Anyhow, so he's dead. His sperm was used to impregnate that mistress, and the wife was upset. And she got like $1 million, I think, from that fertility clinic. Meg, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Meg.
I know you didn't read the full article, but did maybe the mistress sue the wife or the estate for child support or something?
I don't.
That's what I said. I betcha.
I don't think so. Hold on. It says I'm reading the actual decision here. It's a legal agreement. No, it's the news. I did a Google search for a news article on this.
I'm going to start saying that.
The settlement just came down yesterday, I think, but I could not find an actual article that I didn't have to pay for.
Okay.
It says here that the the widow did consent to pay $1.6 million for the 6-year-old son. So I guess she got a bunch of money, and now she has to pay child support.
Wah-ha!
If I'm reading that right, that's insane. Are you kidding me? Who would agree to that?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Listen.
I told you.
You shouldn't have. If a woman goes in there and wants to get that sperm, why should the estate, why should the widow, why should the dead husband have to pay?
Because he promised her, I'll take care of you.
Yeah, but he dropped dead.
Yeah, but there's still money there to be had.
Oh, what a nightmare. Jeez.
You wouldn't go after that money?
Well, I probably would. I'm saying as a man, though, you don't want people to come after you for child support. Do you get child support, Crystal?
Well, we aren't technically divorced yet.
Oh, I see.
But we are in good communication, so we do share things pretty much equally to support our kid.
I see.
Is that why he's not divorcing you? Because then he'd have to pay per month?
I think he just doesn't want to do the work. Because I always told him he had to do the work of divorcing me if he wants a divorce.
So you're going to make him file the paperwork. No one's filed any divorce paperwork yet?
Nothing.
And so you two are just living your life. You got to end that marriage.
Well, if it was up to you, would you just stay married to him?
I would have, yeah.
I mean, even right now, if he comes back, if he says, you know what, let's just stay
married. Let's reconcile?
Yeah.
I honestly probably would.
Oh, she's an idiot.
Isn't that terrible?
I don't even know this guy, but I could just tell Crystal's an idiot. No offense.
And that's why I bought myself a house, because now I have a responsibility. I have to make this mortgage payment. I can't just go selling my house tomorrow.
What is it about this guy that you would take him back? Did he treat you like a queen? Was it so great when you live with him?
I try to reflect back and go, remember the bad times? Like, don't remember the good times and what you like about it.
You say the same thing with ex-girlfriends. You only think about the good.
Exactly.
You don't think about all the bad craziness.
You can move back in, and in 2 weeks you go, oh, man, this was a terrible mistake. I am so dumb. Yeah. Wait, so was this guy, like, did he really treat you like a total, you know, did he?
I really thought that we had a pretty decent relationship. We were both crazy kids. We grew up together, so I thought we had a pretty, I mean, I'm kind of crazy. He's kind of crazy. I just thought our crazies meshed well.
All right, did you argue with this guy a lot?
Oh, I mean, if we did, it was probably pretty gruesome.
When you lived with this guy, how often would you guys have a big fight?
I really don't think we had huge fights all the time. Let's say once a month if we were having a big fight about something, but I don't think it was that often. Towards the end, yes, we were fighting over everything. Uh-huh. I mean, the littlest thing.
Are you staying because you have the kid? Is that part of it? you want to stay with them because
I did like the family aspect, and I loved him. I thought he was a hard worker. He was a good father. You know, those kinds of things that I thought the whole package was great. He's a smart guy.
You have this 14-year-old daughter. She lives with you then, or she lives where does she?
She lives with him.
Oh, she lives with him.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, she has a boyfriend, and her friends and her stuff is out that way. And I live on the east side of Cleveland now, so she didn't want to move with me. We gave her the option of you can come with mom and go to school over here, or you could stay with dad in to her, the house she's grown up in for, you know, the past 7 years and stuff, and not really change her life a lot, trying to keep her as stable as possible.
Didn't that make you feel bad, though, when she goes, nah, mom, forget it. I don't want to live with you. You suck.
No, because she's a teenager, so I get it. I understand. She's got a little bit of her own life now, you know, to lead. So I understand those things, and I'm supportive. I do get sad when she leaves my house, when I have to drop her off, and I know that I'm not going to see her for a week or so.
You cry?
It touches my heart. I have, you know, a little bit here and there. I talk to her, and I go, you know, it makes me sad. I just want to tell you I love you. Mm. You know, and she's like, oh, my gosh, get out of here, mom.
Please, get away from me. Now, she's 14. She has a boyfriend.
She does.
Does that make you nervous?
All the time.
Yeah.
Because they hang out together. She goes to his house sometimes,
quote-unquote hang out. Yeah.
How old's the boyfriend?
He's a year older.
36, Dieter.
Well, 15. Yeah. Think about you at 15.
Oh, my God.
I think he just turned 16. Oh, so he's going to be driving.
Even worse.
You know?
Oh, they're going to be in the back seat all the time.
You know?
Oh,
my driving stick shit.
You were so horny at the age of 15, Dieter, right? I mean, that was just all that was on your mind.
I couldn't even do anything. That's the only thing. It was my one track mind.
Now, do you... I mean, do you, like, yell at her and say, you better be on birth control and all that kind of stuff?
I do have many conversations on... I'm like, I'm pretty open about things, so if you're starting to think on those lines, I would rather take you to go get birth control. I'd rather be in the loop of here's some protection, this is, you know. And I still,
well, so she's, I mean, how long has she been dating this guy?
They've been over a year.
So they're having sex then?
No, I don't think so.
Right, okay, sure.
But I would say I'm sure they've been touching and feeling. I'm sure they've been having a couple bases. Around 24/7, you know.
Wait a second, you don't believe that, right? They, like, you can't be, you're not naive.
I don't think she's done that. Stop. All the way. I think that, yes, definitely made out. I'm sure there's been a boob touch.
No,
I don't want to
sure.
think about it too much.
Over a year. Dieter, would you stay with a chick for a year when you were 15 years old if you weren't getting action?
If you were
year.
Still a virgin?
Yeah, we're over 14, 15, yes. You're trying to get, you're holding out.
No.
It's not like now.
Absolutely,
you guys aren't thinking right.
Not.
But at 14, if you're not banging, you're going to dump the chick. But you're trying to get any action.
But relationships when you're 15 only last 2 weeks. You find out, oh, this isn't going to lead to that. You switch to the next one.
You think it might eventually, if you're still getting some play.
No.
And he lives 45 minutes from us. He went to her school for a little bit and then transferred schools. So he lives far away. So they only get to see each other when we, you know, pretty much okay it.
Hmm.
But I always get worried when she goes to his house. Because at my house, I'd be a hawk, you know.
No,
doors open, I'm peeking in. What, you need snacks?
I can remember this chick I was dating in high school. I don't know. I must have been probably like 16 or something. And we went over, I was over at her house, and we're doing all sorts of stuff, and they had like a, I think they converted their garage into like a little TV room, and we're in there. We claim we're watching TV, Dieter, but we're not watching TV.
Watching a movie.
And the mother would yell at us every 10 minutes. Stop that! I know what you're doing in there!
How does she know?
I think she, you know, she'd walk by and peek in, but you try to, you know, we try to be sly about things, but I mean, you can't, no. How old were you the first time?
I was like, you know what, I'm thinking about more now.
How old were you the first time you got laid?
16, a week before my 16th birthday.
Right.
But I was, of course, dabbling in other things way prior to that. I'm, you know, a little bit more forthright with my sexuality than most girls are, you know. So, but I swear nowadays I think it's more about phones video chats, pictures, that kind of stuff.
Sexting
and
stuff.
So I do a doogie. Oh, I go through the phone. Yeah. I'm looking through all of the different applications, through her history, everything to see. And I've caught a couple things where I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you guys talking about here?
Whoa, what'd you find?
You know, and I'll pull out, like, what is this? What are you guys talking about? What is
the,
you know?
Like the eggplant.
Just even words. Phrases,
what would you do,
sentences?
Like, if you're going through her phone? What do you? When do you do this? When she's asleep? Or
no,
how
I'd be like, hey, give me your phone. Oh. Just randomly, you have to do it at a random time. You gotta.
I wouldn't
just
do
bring it.
It
on.
I don't know, Mom.
Yeah, and by you the way, to. Kids are smart. Like.
I'll be like, no, I pay for your phone bills.
No, I know, but they're smart. They have, like, secret apps that don't even show up, and you would never see it. They're not idiots. Mm-hmm. They're sexting on something you'll never even find. Remember Dumb Dieter when he was, I don't know if he was married or what he was doing. I don't recall exactly, but he's got all these girls that he's trying to hook up with.
Our old phone screener.
Married and what, yeah. Who knows? He had, like, secret apps on his phone where you'd have to, like...
Yeah, it was called the Shady app.
It looks like a calculator.
No, it's like...
Right. But then you put in, like, 52 plus 69, and then it pops up with text messages.
Yeah, yeah. There were two codes you could put on your phone. You put one code in, it's just your normal phone. You put a second code in, it was this whole backdoor Shady app of secret contacts, secret text messages. You would never find it unless you put the secret code in.
If you once...
What the hell do you think I'm doing playing on my phone?
Once you've taken your daughter's phone once, she now knows, uh-oh, this could happen in the future. They think about this. She has a protocol in place for doing. Now, what would you do if you look at her phone, and what if you saw, like, explicit, like, photos of her and him that they're sending? Oh, you did see that.
You like that eyebrow raise?
Oh,
no. I actually caught her twice with stuff in her phone. So the first time, you would think she would learn and figure out ways, go on Google, how do I hide? How do I delete?
Right.
No, she didn't learn. So then the second time I did a random check and I was like, what is this? Didn't you learn the first time? Like, I don't understand.
Kids, I guess. Maybe now I'm giving them too much credit. They are dumb. They really are dumb. They're smart yet dumb.
Yeah.
Wow. So you see that. What does that do as a parent when you look at that? Because it's different. I mean, when you were a kid, and I was a kid, you didn't have that. I mean, I was horny as all get out, but I'm trying to do stuff with a chick in a TV room. You know, I'm not taking photos and video that will last forever because we didn't have phones like that. So when you see this, what goes through your mind?
I did a double take. Because I did not think that was my child. I thought that was like an internet photo.
Oh,
nope.
God.
Yeah, no. It looked too good.
No.
So, that was a panic attack. That was the moment as a mom that your stomach sinks, you know, and you just feel like, oh my God.
Now,
you know, it took me a little while.
There was a kid, someone just sent me an article, and it was... some kid here, I guess they talked to the news. Maybe you can find it, Charlie. This like 17-year-old kid, high school kid here, he somehow got caught up in a sextortion case. I don't know what he did. I think he sent a D-pic or something to somebody he thought was a chick on the internet. And then they go, oh, I'm going to send this to your friends and your family and everyone like that. He killed himself, committed suicide. And the parents talked to the news. I didn't watch it. I read a little bit of the article, but I know there's a video of it. The parents say this happened so fast that he became a victim of this sextortion. It's a local kid. You have no idea how fast this could happen. Sure. Now, when you see that, does stuff like that, because she sends this to this guy who's her boyfriend. He's her boyfriend today, worst enemy tomorrow. I mean, who knows what a 15, 16-year-old boy is going to do with this kind of stuff? Do you talk to her about that?
Oh, very much so.
Does it sink in? Does she even realize? Or because it's so common. I mean, every day this stuff happens. Does it not even phase kids? They're like, yeah, whatever. Who cares?
No, I think she was affected by it, especially once I was, you know, like, boys all talk. You don't think he showed this picture to every single one of his friends? Like, he wasn't like, hey, look what I got. I was like, I'm sure he did. I was like, so everybody knows, you know? So I'm sure she now that it's been a little while, I'm sure she now reflects back.
Did she at least have some collateral on him that she could say, okay, you mess with me, I have these pictures of you, Mr. Tiny Pecker, that I can show people.
I didn't see those, so okay. Maybe, but I don't know. I don't have that information.
I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
If you missed any of the show, we got you covered with the Rover's Morning Glory podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. No accidents slowing things down. No broken down vehicles you need to avoid. Getting a little busier. Volume picking up 90 eastbound as you approach the Interbelt Bridge and making your way across the Interbelt Bridge. 77 northbound on the 90 ramps and the inbound East Shoreway. Busy as you approach Dead Man's Curve. I'm Faith Ezovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs.
At Batteries Plus, we do more than fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors.
UMMS on iHeartRadio. Oh, wait. Reverse those. We're back to Rover's Morning Glory.
A lot of people are pointing out that Doogie claims her daughter would never do anything bad, but she's only like a year or a year and a half younger than Crystal's kid. So this is what Doogie has to look forward to in a year or two, Peter.
She's not allowed to date. I mean, she's...
How are you going to stop her?
Well, I mean, a lot of kids in seventh grade have boyfriends. So I'm like, let's just wait and see what happens. But she...
Let's just wait and see.
Oh, she's not allowed to date.
Your approach with sex has been 12 years. Let's just wait and see what happens.
You're not allowed to date.
You can't tell that to a kid.
You're damn right you can.
Let's just wait and see what happens, honey. You can't date anyone.
Maybe in eighth grade, we'll see what happens. But for seventh grade, no.
They don't need your permission to date someone.
Are you insane?
They don't.
You know how many parents tell their kids you can't date until you're in high school or whatever?
They hide it and they still do it.
Yeah.
Okay, but she's got to get somewhere. How's she going to get there? She's not going to hook up with the guy.
Or father told you can't date someone when you were 14 or 15?
Okay, she's not 14.
Well, she will be, but...
Well, that's different. When you're a freshman... let's try to wait till freshman in high school.
I couldn't even imagine them saying something like that. If they did, it just would be...
You'd laugh in their face, right?
Oh, no. What? I just would do whatever I want. And if they were, like, really strict about it, I would just do it secretly. Immediately, just secretly. You'd have no idea.
Yeah, you would. You track them.
You don't, though. They're in school together.
They leave their phone someplace to make you think they're over at Susie's house, and then they're over at Timmy's house.
Well, I will deal with that when it happens, but for right now, in seventh grade, she's halfway through the year. Let's just wait and see what happens in eighth grade.
See, the problem is, like, you don't even know. You were just mentioning, like, you know when you get those news texts? You don't even know the difference between a text message and an alert or
anything.
Allegedly.
A notification.
Yeah, like you don't know.
That's the same thing.
Fine because my mom doesn't know either. But like
kids exploit that.
And they know what you know. And they'll be easily able to just do whatever, fake track themselves at other places. They'll call an Uber, just throw their phone in the car. They'll drive around in circles or whatever. Yes, they will. Oh,
no, they won't.
Amanda says, I couldn't date at 14 either, but I was having sex. So
that's what age? Gross.
14.
Oh, 14.
Oh, I'd kill my kid.
That's how I was.
14 is too young. It's too young.
That's too young. I think I was 15, and my girlfriend was 14. So
yeah, I was 14.
That's like the age that they start.
No. I was 13.
13?
Yeah, 13.
No. Shut up.
I was 12. Liar. I'm actually not thinking about it. It was actually like 11 with the supermodel. It was pretty cool.
I was 19.
No, honestly, I was 17, but I would have. Everybody was right.
Oh, yeah. 13, 14, yeah, 15. Exactly. I mean, the first person that says, okay, you would go at it, right? So 17 was your first time.
Especially with the technology now, it's totally different.
Yeah, someone goes, oh, yeah, she thinks she's going through her daughter's phone, but what about Snapchat? It just deletes stuff.
She doesn't have Snapchat.
No, not you. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, those kids know how to...
They're one step ahead of the parents.
Definitely, for sure.
They also go to degrees where they'll just download Snapchat every time.
Yeah, I would do that. If I was a kid, you download it.
And then delete
Send a message and delete it. So if your mom looks at it, no, that's not on there.
As soon as you leave the house, re-download Snapchat.
Right. It's so easy to do.
Sam, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, yeah, you can't stop it from happening. Sorry, doozy. My daughter in sixth grade liked a boy, and I told her, you're not dating until you're 16. Well, she said, he's going to ask me to be his girlfriend. What do I do? Well, I do really like him. So I can't stop them from calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend, but what I had told them is there will be no, like, romantic dates. Any dates they went on was a group of friends. They all went to the mall together. They all went to the movies together. They all went bowling together. They all went skating together. So everything they did had to be in a group setting, and all their dates were chaperoned by a parent, either me or the other ones. And then once my daughter turned 16, her boyfriend's like, hey, we could go on a date alone now.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang it, I forgot. But he's a good kid. They've been together for 3 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
As far as I know, they're not having sex.
Oh, they're having sex.
Oh, definitely. Yes, of course they are. Yes, yeah. Yes.
You don't want to think that they are.
Give them the opportunity to be alone.
Yeah. You know, I can't imagine having I can't imagine having a daughter. Like, that would be,
it's
to me, the worst possible thing, because you just know how horny you were as a young boy. And, you know, boys, I guess having a boy would be bad too, because then they're going to knock up some chick, it'd and then it's going to be an issue.
Much easier to have a boy, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, good luck to you.
And I know 16 is unreasonable. My kid has one friend whose family says, you're not allowed to date at all through high school.
Oh, that's...
And I know that, and I just am like, okay. Like, I know that's unrealistic, but I mean, if there's a guy, a boy that says, hey, will you be my girlfriend? I mean, I don't know what I would say.
Wendy in Pennsylvania, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to point out to Doogie that it's a bad idea to tell your kid that they can't date, because then once they get a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're the last person they're going to talk to. You'll be the last person to know that they're dating, because you've told them their whole life, you can't date till you're 30. That's what all the parents say, but
I don't
include them.
No, you're right. I totally agree with you. And I don't tell her she's not allowed to date until she's 16. I said, let's just kind of hold off. And, you know, it's just so much drama. You don't know. It's crazy having a girl.
That's you as an adult saying that. Kids don't. They go, mom doesn't understand. No, she's an idiot. She's old.
No, that's not true.
You can't know that. You're trying to reason and use rational thinking
with
a 13-year-old.
No, let's just kind of get through this year. She's constantly at dance. Let's just get through this year and then see what happens in eighth grade.
That's what you keep. That's her theory with everything. She hasn't had sex in 12 years. And it's always, oh, let's just wait until Gia starts going to school.
12-year-old doesn't need to date.
Let's just get through elementary school.
You have to take one day at a time. Right. You have to, because you don't know what happens from one day to the next.
Are you seeing, do you see my...
Yes.
Okay, all right. Here is the news story of... someone sent this to me yesterday. I haven't watched the video, but I read a little bit of this article. I felt bad for this family. I guess the kid committed suicide after he was sextorted.
Is this a recent story? Because I know that in the past this has happened.
No, this just happened here.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to this.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us here at 5. I'm DeLon Dillard.
And I'm Courtney Guzman. We begin with a story that is difficult to talk about, but a mom and dad from Streetsboro want to share it after losing their 17-year-old son to suicide.
This is just awful. James Woods, who was a standout athlete and a senior at Streetsboro High School, took his own life 10 days ago after police say he became a victim of sextortion.
And tonight, News 5's Bob Jones speaks with James's brokenhearted parents, who are on a mission to create awareness that could save lives.
My son gave me a hug every day. He told me he loved me every day.
Tamia and Tim Woods say their only child, James, was awesome, always smiling and humble, a cross-country runner and a terrific hurdler on the Streetsboro track team.
On his way to, I believe, being number one in the state.
The parents say they had no warning signs that James would take his own life. But on November 19th, he did.
It was no inklings at all that he would ever do such a thing. Ever.
After James's death, Streetsboro police looked through the teen's phone and discovered he was a victim of sextortion, an online crime where people, often kids, are convinced to share sexual pictures or perform sex acts over social media. Tamia and Tim say a predator or predators screenshotted a compromising video of James, and then the extortion started. 200 messages sent to James in 20 hours.
Jeez. We found that they were tormenting him, telling him evil things, saying he will never have a future.
The parents say the pictures were sent to other teens and threats were made to post them widely on social media if James didn't pay $300.
He was like, why are you doing this? You know.
Can you imagine this? Just let me pause it here. What kind of asswipe? What are these guys in Bangladesh or something who are doing this? Or is this people here in the U.S.? $300 is what they're trying to get out of this 17-year-old kid. He ends up killing himself. Do you think they feel bad at all? Or
no.
They just,
no, this is an everyday thing.
I mean,
they don't care.
$300.
How many messages they sent?
200 in a 24-hour period.
And they said that they sent it to other teens.
Yeah.
If they are from Bangladesh or from wherever, was it teens that he knew?
Yeah, you just find on Facebook or their friends. You can find their friends on Instagram or whatever, and then you send it to those people. And oh my God, could you imagine? I mean, I think I have an idea what that compromising video was. Holy God.
It's got to be J-O-ing.
Yeah, could you imagine? This would have been my absolute worst nightmare if I was 17.
So what do? Did just you tell your parents? That.
Imagine if everyone in your school had a video theater of you cranking one out.
Right, and then I got to go to school tomorrow, walk the hallways.
My God.
I mean, they don't let up. You're like, they keep the pressure up. Every message, you're going to pay the money? We're going to send it to your mom, send it to your principal.
Oh, my God.
I know what the kid was thinking. He's like, I have no way out of here.
Yeah, you know, when you're a kid, everything is the end of the world.
Right, right.
You think, oh, my life is over.
So do you pay the $300 if you're the parent? Do you go to the parent and say they want $300?
You don't go to the parent because the parent would just go to the cops immediately. Okay, if you're the kid, you can't pay it either. So you pay $300. You think they're just going to go, okay. No, they go, okay, we got $300 out of this kid. Now they wait a couple of months and they go, hey, we're back. Pay us $1,000 now.
Sure.
Oh, asking how to make it stop, leave me alone, you know, I'm only a kid.
Tim learned through the messaging that James paid $100, but the threats continued. The next day, he died by suicide. His parents unaware of the anguish he was enduring over just one day.
You know, you already got something from them, and you're still hammering into them that you're going to do whatever to ruin their life. It's worse than evil.
Streetsboro police say sextortion is typically performed by strangers, often by people living overseas and untraceable. But James's parents say they have no intention of giving up the search.
Listen, they say baloney. You could find these people if you really wanted to. You think if somebody was threatening President Biden from overseas, you think they wouldn't figure out who that is? No way, it's untraceable. Oh, nonsense. They could find these people if they really, I mean, now the local police department probably doesn't have the resources to do it, but somebody could find out about it.
You think you got away, but you surely didn't. You messed with the wrong parents. I think they should be charged with my son's murder.
Oh, forget this. Listen, here's what my advice to these two parents would be. First of all, I'm sure somebody started a GoFundMe, but somebody should donate so that they never have to work again, all right, these two parents. And in return, this was their only child, in return for never having to work again, your full-time job now is tracking down the person or persons responsible for this, and then you get to murder them.
No.
That's what I would do if I were those. Seriously. Honest to God, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't have any kids, but I can only imagine if I did, I would quit this show and just try to track somebody down to kill them. I don't know how you could not do that.
If that was your kid.
Right.
Yeah, how could you move on?
Yeah, what are you going to go to work at the assembly line or whatever the hell your job is? I don't know. No.
You
couldn't even imagine.
You quit. You sell your house. You sell all your belongings. You live in a yurt, whatever that is. I don't know.
What?
Yurt, isn't it? Is
that's a tent.
It's a tent, yeah.
And you focus all your energy on finding the people responsible for this.
No, you're totally right. I couldn't work.
Yeah, what do you think? You'd still be hitting buns back there in the video room if somebody sextorted your daughter when she was 17 years old, Snitz?
No, and she killed herself? No,
no.
So what do you do if you're a kid and you're going through that? You accidentally send the video to the wrong person. You realize
No, they didn't accidentally send it to the wrong. I mean, they did it on purpose. They were duped into thinking they were talking to a hot chick.
Say you think you're sending it to a girl.
Yeah.
And then you accidentally send it to somebody overseas. And this happening. What do you do?
Tell your parents immediately.
You got to have, hopefully, a good relationship with your parents.
You have to tell your parents immediately.
You could have a good relationship with your parents, but you're embarrassed, man. This would be the worst thing in the world.
They're going to say, well, let's see the video. What are you talking about? So we get all the pieces together.
Can you imagine walking in? Mom, I have something to tell you.
Let me see the video. Here,
let me see that.
You don't need to see the video.
No, they might say. We have to see it. How bad is it?
No, I'm not going to. I believe them.
No, I'm not going to sit there and look at the video.
If you're a parent, wouldn't you want?
No,
you don't want to see that.
I know you don't want to see it, but like Dieter said, you have to know what you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
You can get a grasp.
They'll describe it.
Yeah.
Just describe exactly what's going on.
Yes.
Now, my old man would be like, give me that phone. Let me see. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. What are you doing? You sick little monkey.
Doing it wrong.
Oh, man. I guess, what do you do if you're that kid? You asked.
You got to go to your parents.
I guess you have to go to the parents, or you just, I don't know, man. That is.
It's like, so tough. That's what the kid thought. He goes, I have no way out of this. My only option is just to end it. That's what he was thinking. He didn't want to go to his parents. You can't go to a teacher. They're not letting up. It's 200 messages. He probably tried to turn his phone off, turn it back on. Boom, started lighting up right again.
Yeah.
Messages.
Do you think that he told another friend?
I doubt. And then that you friend. You want to tell your friend that?
No, but then the friend would tell.
Yeah, he probably did.
And then that friend should have told his parents that, hey, there's something happening that you should be aware of. Like I tell my daughter, if you know of one of the kids that's a friend and they're struggling or they say that they're going to kill themselves, you've got to tell me and then I'll reach out to their parents. You know?
Here's someone that says, my friend had this happen to him and they threatened to send everyone the photos. And my friend just said, well, go ahead. I mean, I guess. Yeah, but it's easier said than done.
Sure.
Like, dude, that I can't imagine if I was in high school and there was video of me doing that and it's sent to everyone in school.
In my high school, we didn't even admit that we were doing that. Nobody admitted that we were even doing that.
No, in high school you do. But in junior high, it was...
Not in my high school.
Yeah, I agree with Charlie. It was a weird thing. In high school, you never said you did it. Ever. You always make fun of people. They just like touched their crotch. Once I got to college, then everybody talked about it. It like changed overnight. I don't know why you admit it then, but in high school... No.
You denied.
Oh,
people vehemently denied.
Everybody did. Nobody said they did it.
Without even video proof, people would be accused and that would follow them. He's the J.O.er.
I saw him masturbating in the locker room.
And he was just at the urinal for maybe 5 seconds too long or something. And then for the 4 years, he had to suffer through that. Nobody would admit that they did that.
Imagine if there was a real video. Charlie, what would you have done if there was a video sent out of you doing that to everyone in your high school?
I'd accuse everybody. I'd say... You just have to start doing it. We all do it. I'd hold a pep rally, do it in the middle of a pep rally.
What a deep fake? Would you try and say, no, that's a deep fake?
Well, that's a good option. Yeah. It all depends on what the girls thought, too. If they were into it, I'd be like, cool, that's pretty sweet.
Valerie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Valerie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
So this happened to my son. He is 19 years old. And a couple months ago, I remember he came into my bedroom and it was like the middle of the night and he was freaking out that somebody had taken his photo, somebody he saw on Tinder or something.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up paying the money. I told him not to. And I was like, so what? Everybody shares naked pictures these days. But they had all of his friends' contact information. He was so freaked out. And he paid the money, and actually he paid the money, and then they asked him to pay it again.
Yeah.
Like he paid more money later.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And then what happened?
Yeah, did they eventually let off or?
Yeah, eventually. But I mean, this went on for like probably a week and a half or 2 weeks. And I was like, you never should have given them the money, because you gave them the money. Now they know that they can get it from you, and, you know, and I guess eventually they did. Just
and
leave
did you off, did you see these pictures, or did he just describe these to you?
No.
No, you don't want to see.
No. And me and my son, we're really close. Like, we share a lot of stuff, but I did not want to see his wiener. So.
Yeah.
Did you call the cops?
No, I didn't. I didn't. You know, I told him this is like a learning lesson. You know, this is something. Don't share your pictures with people that you don't know who they are.
And by the way, you know, don't even know what will happen.
From Tinder.
I mean, I don't think these people are just going to forget about that. These people will have on their computer, these people who are doing the extortion will have folders of all their past victims. They're going to have thousands of people by name. And then 10 years from now, you go to this woman's son goes to run to be on the local school board or something, and they go, no, well, really? Oh, this guy, let's see. Yeah, we have photos of him, videos of him. Let's hit him up for more money. I mean, Cindy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Same thing happened to my son as well.
My God, this is happening. I mean,
this is pretty common.
I had no idea.
Oh, this happens daily. It's happened to some of his friends, too. Luckily, he came to me right away. He paid them $250.
Oh.
Then they wanted more. And so he came to me and he said, Mom, I think I've just been scammed. I said, show me what's going on. He showed me the text. I texted the guy back, and they do. They say they knew his high school. They knew what sports he was in, and they said, we're going to send it to everybody in your school. We're sending it to your coaches, blah, blah, blah. So I texted the people back, and I said, oh, yeah, go ahead. You can send it. I don't really care. And they kept saying, oh, dude, I'm sending it to your coach. That's okay. I don't really care, you know. So they kept going back and forth. And finally, I told my son, luckily, it's a debit card that is not attached to his checking account. So you can only put money into that account and use it. So he didn't have any more money than that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I checked his bank account, 10 minutes later, they had taken out five more $250.
Oh, gosh. Jeez.
Out of his account.
Oh, man. Oh no!
But like,
did
I
the
say,
coach
luckily,
ever? Did the coach ever get his D pics?
No. And I told him, I said, these people they don't really know. Blah blah blah. But I explained to them. I sat all three of my kids down and said, you do realize that that wasn't a girl you were sending pictures to. That this is a scam. And it's not just pictures. It's a very embarrassing picture that they asked them to do, because my son would not have for ventilating.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God. Nobody could see this picture.
What was it?
I don't know what the picture was.
Oh, yes, you do.
But I assume his face told him was in it.
Is it
the ghost?
His face was in it.
Okay.
His
face was in it.
What's he doing? Spreading his ass?
He's probably doing the goat.
Putting something up his ass or something?
You bend over and you pull your...
yeah, I think they
berries out the back.
You
look like a goat. And you look back at the camera. That's probably what they made him do. That's one of the worst pictures you could have.
And it's upset. Uh-huh. But luckily he came to me right away.
Yeah.
And I called his card and stolen immediately. So... he did not, none of that money got taken out of his account.
You know, it's a lot of work for them to send those photos to everyone, all your contacts and stuff. They don't really care. All they want is the money, I guess. That's right. Cindy, thank you. I don't know if I would want to take that risk, though, if I was a 17-year-old kid. I've got to take a break. I'm running way behind. I apologize. Actually, I don't know why I'm apologizing. No one cares. I'm running way behind. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The Rover Rewind. All the amazing, horrible, crazy things you might have missed this week on the show Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on MMS.
Traffic. From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Accident 480 eastbound past 77. You've got vehicles off to either side of the highway. Police and ODOT also on scene. Traffic is back up stop and go to the Brook Park Road on ramps. Slowdowns on 71 northbound West 14th over to I-90. 77 northbound slows at East 30th and 90 eastbound busy as you make your way across the Innerbelt Bridge. I'm Faith Nazovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Meijer. Save up to $30 all week long at Meijer with Cyberbucks and M-Perks. Clip the coupon in M-Perks before you check out to save $10, $20, or up to $30. Redeem on each qualifying purchase through December 3rd. Get more for your money at Meijer.
Your morning drive is brought to you by the Ken Ganley Auto Group, Ohio's number one automotive retailer.
Hey, it's Roll
MMS on iHeartRadio.
Dreams, do not use it. Because new mattresses are pretty expensive. Helpful advice from Rover's Morning Glory.
Are you ready for the shizzy in a minute, Daisy? Yeah, all right. She's out there chit-chatting with Eager Beaver nonstop theater. She just loves
the setup.
Oh, right. My God.
I like it.
Before we were separated from the sales staff.
I hated that.
Didn't you love that old setup?
Yes. No. Yes.
Never have to see anyone.
Right now you walk out the door, immediately, boom, you're in the sales pit. Yeah. She loves it.
I do.
Theater was about ready to kill Dougie. Was it yesterday or the day before? You're sitting out there, Theater, doing your work.
Yeah, was it yesterday?
After the show. Yeah. And Rachel from sales, Rachel in sales, who doesn't even work here anymore, was in the building and explain what it was like, her and Dougie.
Oh, well, first she comes in, she's hugging everybody. She gives me a hug. She had to go to each salesperson, hug, hug, hug. And everybody thought, oh, welcome back. You must be back. She's like, no, I'm not back. I'm just visiting. So she waits until Dougie walks out of the studio, and then both of them, oh! Like they're running in like a dandelion field, you know, running in slow motion. They got a hug.
I love her.
Cause a scene, knock over stuff. And then they set up right at my table. I only have one spot to do my work.
She was talking to Rover. Rover was there too. So but don't blame it on me.
You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere in this. We have a huge little building. They had a setup right there, and I couldn't hear a thing, even with headphones on.
Yeah.
So I had to then slide over to the end of the table, and they're like, oh, look, Theater's got to move his stuff to do his work because we're talking too loud. Yeah.
You'd think that would be a hint to shut up.
Yeah.
But not
Rover
for them.
Rover was there talking.
Oh, yeah. I went into my office and closed the door.
Right. You're smart. And they always ask me, they're like, is Rover in there? His door's closed. I'm like, I don't know. They never know if you're in there or not. So those be knocking, 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 knocking. They're like, Dieter's in there. I go, I don't know. I don't know if he left or
I
not.
I need a little peephole in that door.
Yeah.
You know what? A little side note. Our boss, Rob, who you call Eager Beaver.
Eager Beaver, yes.
Eager Beaver.
Yes.
We were all the way across the studios a couple of days ago, maybe last week. And he goes, is Rover still here? And I go, I don't think so. And he goes, he gets on his tippy toes and he peeks. He goes, oh, he's still here. His light is on. And I'm like, how the hell can you see that? So you need to turn that light off and get a little tiny lamp so no one knows that you're in there.
Or put a towel at the bottom of the door and block the light.
Yeah. Like a weather strip sort of thing.
He's got these like magical eyes. He could tell that your light was on. So I thought that was interesting.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. Backup Florida Gators quarterback Jalen Kitna has been arrested on 2 counts of distribution of child exploitation material and 3 counts of possession of child pornography. According to the information released,
he was
interviewed by police detectives regarding the sharing of images. He has a Discord account, or he did, and he told them that he thought the 2 images were legal since he found them online. What? How do you think that is okay? So he realized he should not have shared those 2 images.
Oh, see, I thought maybe he was, how old is this guy?
Well, he's a quarterback, so he's what, 20?
Well, not necessarily.
Maybe 18?
Yeah.
19?
So I thought maybe he was like sexting with a 17-year-old or something, but these are just random images he found on the internet?
Electronic devices
were
seized.
That's not good.
And preliminary analysis of the devices revealed 3 additional images of child sexual abuse material.
Oh, jeez.
And isn't this the kid whose father was the son of former NFL quarterback of John Kitna?
Yeah.
Did you know that, Dieter?
No.
Yeah, so he's in a little bit of trouble. Yesterday, the House passed the...
Hold on, the Browns just made an offer on him. They like his style. All right, go on.
Yesterday, the House passed a Biden-backed bill to avoid a nationwide railroad strike. It remains to be seen whether it'll pass in the Senate. So the House lawmakers, they passed the bill with a 290 to 137 vote.
Now, if it passes the Senate, it'll prevent about 100,000 railroad employees from going on strike in early December. So we'll see if that gets passed. Prince William and Kate Middleton arrived in Boston yesterday. It was just in time to attend an NBA game. The Celtics treated the Royals to a win. And this Friday, tomorrow, they host an awards ceremony for his Earthshot Prize. So it's been like 14 years since they've been in the United States. So they're back in the United States for a little bit of time. What else? Oh, this was a pretty big story yesterday about these two anchors with Good Morning America. Now, both anchors are married. We have TJ Holmes and Amy Robach. They're married to separate people, mm-hmm. but they co-anchor on mm-hmm. the show. Mm-hmm. And this Amy Robach chick is married to one of the hottest guys ever. Who? Andrew Hsu.
From Melrose Place. Yes.
Yeah,
the soccer player guy.
He looks hotter now than he did back then, if it's possible. Yeah. So that's who she's married to. And then TJ Holmes is also married. Well, apparently, they have been cheating on their spouses while they're working together. They're cheating on their spouses. Oh. Her followers noticed
with
the missing...
With each other.
Yeah,
okay. That's sort of a key point there. All right.
Her followers noticed the missing wedding ring in October. And yesterday, Amy disabled her Instagram account. TJ did the same thing once the Daily Mail published photos of them on a secret romantic getaway.
How dumb are they? They're out in public going on a date.
Yep.
I mean, once you try to keep that... Oh, is he grabbing her ass?
He's grabbing her ass. She's bending over, putting something in the trunk, and he just walks by and is grabbing her ass.
There were some rumors that started last year on the Good Morning America set, though a source told the New York Post that the pair initially hooked up 8 months ago, and staff noticed a new intimacy with the two of them as they worked together in June for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee. That's something else.
They're holding hands in the back of an Uber. They obviously were tailing these two for a while.
This picture when they're in a, when he's grabbing her ass, it says they were in a cottage in upstate New York.
They would go away together for weekends.
They're in the middle of the woods. Wouldn't you know that there's a car right there?
Oh, they probably have a telephoto lens or half a mile away or something.
You know, I think they just... They quit caring.
Did they tip them off because they wanted this to be?
No, I don't think you would want this. This isn't a great... I don't think your employer is too thrilled about this, probably. So,
and I think that she was sick with... I think she had a breast cancer, and she had to be taken care of. Her husband, Andrew Hsu, had to nurse her back to health and take care of her and make sure everything was all good. And then she does this. She's like, okay, you know, I'm going to go cheat on you with my...
Wait, there might even be video of the ass grab.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, let me see that.
There we
go. By the way... Oh.
What?
Here it is.
He's loading up the car.
I don't know if it's that interesting. Just him. Here we go.
Little butt touch.
I think he comes in for a bigger one.
She's bent over.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like they're right there taking the photo.
You guys don't realize how far away they are.
Think?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny. You couldn't go past her without touching her butt.
Yeah.
He's horned up for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in love. It's like Jeffrey, in love, just not with his wife. Yeah. By the way, someone says Doogie is wrong. I just Googled Andrew Hsu. He's not hotter now than he was 30 years ago.
Oh, I think he looks... Men get... more good looking as they age. Women, not so much, but men, absolutely. I think Andrew Hsu looks great. Other news about anchors, how about weatherman Al Roker?
Mm-hmm.
You had just mentioned the other day that he was hospitalized and was not part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade for the first time in like
27 years, yeah. I think.
Well, after he returned home from the hospital for Thanksgiving, Al was rushed back in an ambulance for continued treatment of blood clots in his leg and lungs. Now, he had been in the hospital prior to that for a month, so he is not doing very well. His condition was worrying, but now that he's back in the hospital and he's being observed the whole time, he's doing okay. So it's pretty scary. Hopefully they get that all set. And then finally, Rover, have you seen the trailer for season 3 of Emily in Paris? It is out there. We're not going to play it because I didn't tell anyone about it because it's visual.
I don't think I've seen it.
You might want to look that up. Season 3.
I have to get through trailer. Wednesday first.
Okay.
That series.
Okay, there you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You asked for more JLR, so Rover gave him an entire radio station.
WJLR-BM, the 24-7 All Jeffrey Parody Song Station, exclusively on RNG Plus. Songs like... Could forget. All the chart topping hits are on WJLR-BM. Download the new Rover's Morning Glory app and sign up for RMG Plus now.
Yeah, that's that Wednesday show that you claim. Netflix, every show, they go, oh, it's broken records, most this or that. Right. Every single, I mean, it's every week there's a supposedly their new number one show of all time.
Right. Cobra Kai, Bridgerton, Stranger Things, Wednesday.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Squid Game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Every single one. That people go, oh, what's the show? I have to see what it's about.
Right.
That was great.
But I told my wife, I said, this is going to set off like a fashion trend now amongst younger girls probably. They're going to be dressing like Wednesday Addams.
How does she? All black?
Yeah.
She's a goth kid.
Yeah. I don't... One time my wife, she... I don't remember what we were doing and where we were going or what. I don't know. What she had some sort of outfit on and... She goes, this is kind of a Wednesday Addams look. This is a couple years ago. I go, this works for me. I kind of like the goth look, personally.
She always wears black, doesn't she?
She always wears black, but not like it's different. Goth look.
Yeah, it's like fishnet, high leather boots, a lot of black nail polish, dark makeup.
Huh. Yeah, I don't need the dark makeup.
Black
like
lipstick.
I don't like the black. That's taking
goth.
A little bit
that's
too
goth
far.
To me.
I know what you're talking about. Like... The overweight chicks who go to weird concerts where the bands wear eyeliner and stuff. Yeah. I don't need to go that far, but.
I was a goth kid and I dressed as Wednesday Addams for 3 years in a row for Halloween because she was one of my idols growing up.
Did you dress as Wednesday Addams as an adult or somebody I thought did here? I don't remember. For Halloween or something. I thought.
Oh, we had that Halloween party a couple years ago.
Yeah, I thought somebody dressed up as Wednesday Addams. I don't remember. It wasn't you?
No, this year I was a cheerleader.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at work.
Yeah. Oh. So anyhow, Emily in Paris, I have not seen that.
Okay.
That's a great show. So good. Now, I have had a lot of people over the past day or two ask me if I've seen a different trailer. This is for Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yes. I haven't seen this. I just read an article about it yesterday where apparently there's a real story. Now, obviously, this movie isn't real, but there's a real story where some drug dealer threw a bunch of cocaine out of a plane and then he parachuted out of the plane with a bunch of money and guns and stuff. And he ended up dying because his parachute didn't open up. But so he had all this big bundle of cocaine that fell to the ground, and a bear got into it. And I guess the bear overdosed on cocaine or something.
First, it went on like a rampage. It didn't, like, I don't think it killed people, but I think it crossed like state lines. Like it was running, it was just going forever.
Oh, did it die?
They found it.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm telling you the true story. The cocaine had been dropped out of an airplane, and because too heavy of a load, so the plane was too filled with cocaine, so they started throwing it out. Then the guy jumped out, died. The bear was found 3 months later in the north of Georgia. So it started in, where is it? It started in a different state. Mm-hmm. And then it was found in Georgia 3 months later alongside 40 open plastic containers of cocaine.
Was it dead? Did it overdose and die? Because I know the bear is stuffed now.
Yeah, now you can go visit in Lexington, Kentucky. You can go see the cocaine bear.
So weird.
That is weird. That's a documentary? Or?
Oh, so yeah. It started in Kentucky. It started in Kentucky where they dropped it out. And then it ended up all the way in Georgia high on cocaine.
So I think that they made a horror movie about this or something.
Well, I don't know if it's a horror movie. Well, I don't know. Yeah. Watch it. It's kind of good.
Welder X says, a trend, Rover, goth and emo isn't a trend. It's a lifestyle.
Sorry.
No, but that's it's a trend because more people will get into it. You know, it's like it'll be a thing for a while.
Well, Crystal just said she did it for 3 years. She was goth.
Yeah.
So she's not goth now.
It's not a lifestyle. No. That was a trend that she was a fad for her. Here is Cocaine Bear. Here's the trailer of this. Is this on Netflix?
No, it's only going to be in theaters. You have to go to see this.
Oh my God.
I've already got plans with the guys.
All right.
I already said yesterday, I saw the trailer. I said, we got to go guys' night out.
Here it is.
Medic!
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
It's a giant bear that apparently has killed a bunch of people.
Millions of dollars worth of cocaine fell from the sky this morning in Knoxville, Tennessee.
There's more of this out there. They dumped it somewhere.
I'm looking for my daughter.
Forest is a dangerous place.
Hey, Henry, check it out. Something got into it. A deer, maybe?
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that.
Oh, my God, it just ate a whole brick of cocaine.
That's funny. The bear, it f***ing did cocaine. A bear did cocaine.
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was...
Hey, that's inappropriate.
You're safe. Bears can't climb trees.
Of course I can!
Hi, baby. The bear is going after all these people. I guess a killing spree here.
It kind of seems like the thing that stays with the man forever.
Apex predator. High on cocaine. Out of his mind.
Oh man, you.
What the f- is wrong with that bear? Shoot it, man! Bear speeder!
And don't ever come down!
Cocaine bear. Does that look good, Dieter?
This movie will.
We have such good luck in nature.
This will be huge at the box office.
You think so?
Everybody will go see this.
That trailer's 10 out of 10 right there. There's never been, like, I haven't seen a trailer for a movie that I've been like, oh, this is great.
How does this stack up against Sharknado?
Oh,
please. I've never seen Sharknado.
Neither have I.
But... Pulls it out of the water. This bear actually looks good. Those sharks were so damn fake.
Sharknado's better than you expect.
It looks fake, though. This bear looks good.
It looks like the same bear from, like, The Revenant or whatever. It looks like a good bear, and he's high on cocaine, and he's on a rampage. It's everything you'd want in a movie.
Is this Ray Liotta? Yeah. Is that we gonna say Ray Liotta's last movie?
I think he has, like, three more movies that are going to come out, but this might have been, like, the last one he filmed before he died. I think.
What did he die of? I forget.
Heart attack.
Was it drugs or just
heart attack?
A heart attack. Was it cocaine?
No, I don't know. From the bear.
Didn't he have a problem?
Didn't he advertise for that Limp D commercial, that medicine?
He's a Chantix guy.
Smoking
guy.
Yes. He was a smoker for many years.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
Yeah, but from what? It wasn't from drugs. It was just. A regular old heart attack?
Yeah, I don't think it came out as drugs.
Well, what do you think, Rover? Do you think that...
Yeah, you keep saying heart attack from drugs.
No, I mean, what do you think of that trailer?
Oh.
Yeah, actually, it didn't look too bad.
Oh, come on. What else do you need? Maybe some sex, the sex scene, but the bear's eating a whole kilo of coke.
Yeah.
He's chasing people up trees, sneezing in a lady's face.
Snot.
Yeah, he's jumping into an ambulance. That looks fantastic.
Uh-huh. Okay. Like real actors that, like you've seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Felicity. Ray Liotta.
Carrie Russell? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah, Felicity.
I've got to take a break. Our number is 866-YO-ROVER. Dieter, it's Thursday, and every Thursday you do Conspiracy Corner. You have something good coming up today?
Oh, yes. Yes, a warning.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody on our show that might be in danger.
Somebody on our show might be in danger.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Poundcake's weekly weigh-in and Cavs tickets to see him play the Thunder on the 10th. The Alan Cox Show starts today at 2 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Still dealing with that accident, 40 eastbound past 77 with vehicles off to either side of the highway. You're backed up to the Jennings Freeway. A broken down vehicle, 271 southbound at Chagrin off to the right-hand side. And a broken water main in Middleburg Heights. That's at the intersection of Sheldon and Engel. Avoid that area if you can. I'm Faith Dazovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Meijer. Save up to $30 all week long at Meijer with Cyberbucks and M-Perks. Clip the coupon in M-Perks before you check out to save 10,
20. Yeah, they're just like real people. Only worse. Really worse.
We're living in the 21st century.
Are you nuts? This is Rover's Morning Glory.
I'm curious what you think about the decision of the supervisors in San Francisco. I guess it's like the city council or something. They voted this week to give the police department in San Francisco, who had asked for this, to give them the ability to use lethal remote control robots in their police work. So let's say there's an emergency situation. The police could, in theory, have a robot with a machine gun attached to it that would mow you down.
Oh, wow.
And
they're okay with this? They're pushing this?
Yeah, the police department asked for it. They go, hey, listen, we want to be able to use robots to kill people if necessary. And the city of San Francisco, they went in front of the city council or whatever, the board of supervisors, and they voted 8-3 this week to allow the police department the option of using lethal robots in the line of duty. Now, some people are saying, hey, wait a second, hold on. You know, this is something like out of a movie. You put a gun on a robot, you send the robot in, but...
like Terminator.
Yeah. I guess it is just the march of progress, though. If you have guns and you have robots...
but...
over the past, look, obviously, you know, you want police officers to be as safe as possible, right? But it has really, I'd say, over the past 20 years, kind of gotten to the point, like you saw that with the Uvalde shooting, where the cops go, well, we need all officers have to come home at the end of the night, you know, and they take this safety to ridiculous heights. I mean, you sign up for this job, you know you're putting your life on the line. If there's a school shooting, for instance, you go, hey, I signed up for this. This is what I'm here for. I have more balls than Rover because Rover would run away. I'm going to run in there and try and save the kids. But now I think what they'll do is they'll just send in a robot, Dieter. And that will be the next holdup. Well, the robot isn't here yet. Got to wait for Wally to come, and we can send him into the school and try to neutralize the school shooter or a hostage situation or whatever it is.
Or if he crashes, well, something goes wrong, and he freezes.
Yeah.
He restarts when you got that one reboot.
Hopefully they don't have Snitzer on staff doing firmware updates on the robot. Yeah.
You know? Come quietly or there will be trouble.
be like RoboCop.
So...
dead or alive, you are coming with me.
It's only a matter of time, though, I'm thinking, until they turn, right?
Like AI or something? Artificial intelligence?
Yes, they start killing people. They start killing all of us. It's only a matter of time. Mark my words, if they go ahead with this rover, did you see that video? There's a robot, and he has a gun in his hand, and he's doing target practice. I'm not sure if it's real. I think we played it like a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah, that's fake, that's obviously.
Okay, but that's what I see is happening. They push this robot down. He's able to get back up. Boom, 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 shooting all these targets.
Mm-hmm.
That's no match against humans. Because how would you actually kill this thing?
Yeah, that's the whole point of that Terminator movie, right? That's the plot.
You can't stop it. Yeah. It will never stop.
Right.
It will never stop until you drop it into some molten lava. I just think over time, this is going to be bad. They're going to turn on us and kill us.
I don't know if that's...
come on.
Look, if it's just straight up remote control, then that's being controlled by a person outside the location or at police headquarters or whatever. I mean, we have drones that fly around over Iraq, Afghanistan, and pilots sitting here in the United States controlling the things. And they're halfway around the world.
They're blowing up weddings and stuff.
Yeah, it's not perfect, obviously.
So eventually, I think they'll just go AI.
So they'll be autonomous, and the robot themselves will be able to determine, here's the threat.
Roaming the streets, yes.
Then it gets really bad.
Yes.
Then they will turn.
And you think they turn on us?
Of course. Why wouldn't they? They see us as a threat. They want to be first. They don't want to be controlled.
They don't want to be turned off.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Charged. No. They want to be in charge. They want to take all this. That's why you think. Why you think Elon Musk wants to leave the planet? Why does he want to go to Mars? He sees this already happening.
What do you mean?
He sees AI taking over and killing all of us. He wants to go to Mars. That's why. He sees the future. He's a bright guy.
I thought he was going to Mars because of COVID-19, you told me.
All the above. Okay. All the threats were over to the planet. He knows he wants to get out of here, go to Mars.
Uh-huh. He's worried about the robots.
He's a smart guy, right?
Okay.
He sees this rover.
Uh-huh.
And he knows that Mars, you can't have any computers. You can't have anything smart because they will take over. So remember those old computers, a Commodore 64?
Yeah.
That piece of crap? That's the only thing you can have on Mars is that.
Get out
so they
of
never
here.
Take over. Wait, yes.
So you're telling me we're going to fly all the way to Mars. We're going to set up a colony.
Yes.
But that colony can have no technology. The technology that got us to Mars, we have to destroy it once we get to Mars.
Yeah, you blow it up.
Really? Because otherwise the machines. Eventually, the same thing would happen on Mars.
I'm so against machines. You won't believe it.
But if it can help save a police officer's life, like if we can help protect them.
But at the risk of killing citizens.
Right, taking out the whole planet.
Well, according to you, Charlie, the cops are killing citizens, innocent citizens, left and right already. So why not try it with the robots? Could they be worse?
Yeah, they could be way worse.
Okay.
What do you mean?
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. So this is now a reality. In San Francisco, the police department will be able to use lethal robots in the line of their police work. Dean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dean.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, this is the end for us, man. If this really happens in California, especially in California, because they're a liberal state, wow. But, yeah, this is like Terminator, man. This is the beginning of it. They've been telling us for years and years in these movies, but it's actually coming to light now. Can you believe this is going to happen? And if this happens, wow.
But again, don't you just think...
Better start getting guns.
Well, I have a bunch of guns, but they would be no match for a robot. What am I going to do? I'm going to shoot... You shoot a guy, you could take him down with a chest shot, headshot.
Right.
Okay.
Scanner right.
Yeah, but how do I get it on the robot in the first place? If the robot's trying to kill me.
You just leave in the ground, and then you shoot it with your high-powered weapon, and then it explodes.
So I have to have a tannerite moat around my house, basically, is what you're telling me. And if the robot tries to cross it, I shoot that, blow the whole thing up.
And then it blows it all up. But aren't you guys scared? Isn't anybody scared of this, what you're talking about? This is kind of frightening now.
Well,
you know?
I think that, first of all, I don't think this, it's going to be remote control. It's not AI at first. Eventually, maybe it will get to be AI. But I think we're many years away from having anything that is close to being what you're talking about, Dieter, with Terminator, AI.
10 years?
Oh,
25 years? Who knows? I said for sure within 25 years. That's doable. That's a long time. I say 10, 15 years, you'll see this.
But I thought you were all for the idea after that Uvalde school shooting. I thought you were in favor of the idea of having like a turret in the school that could be remote controlled. That's like a gun turret in the ceiling of the classroom. And then shooter comes in, you can see them and blast them.
Yeah, I am. That's a human controlling that.
Yeah.
A human could just take somebody out.
Well, there's going to be a human controlling this robot for the...
At first, they're saying that. They're going to be like, we could turn it off. We'll keep it locked up in a locker. No, then over time, it'll be all AI.
Mm.
This thing will never stop.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity, remorse, or fear.
Okay.
And it will never stop until we're dead.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Thank you.
The CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer. But Skynet presets the switch to read only when we are sent out alone.
That is such a good movie.
It is.
Isn't it?
I just told my nephews to watch it.
I don't know why you cry.
Now, this other James Cameron movie that's coming out, Avatar, Way of the Water, or whatever the hell it's called. I'm not excited to see that at all.
Hasta la vista.
The first Avatar was okay. Everyone was like so amped up over it.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was just anything okay.
Great. It doesn't need five sequels.
Yeah.
It was whatever.
Now it looks like the same movie, just they're swimming around.
Underwater. But do we need 3D glasses? Wasn't the last one? It was the first like 3D movie. I remember putting the glasses on.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
You were seeing colors you've never seen before. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
And then I go, oh, it's just like an aqua green.
Do you remember the person committed suicide? There was like the person, we did the story in the news. I guess it was a real story where they went to see Avatar, like an 18-year-old kid, and he got so depressed. He's like, I'll never see anything that beautiful in real life. This is the pinnacle of my life. The Pandora or whatever the world is called, the planet. And he committed suicide.
Yeah.
Because he had nothing to look forward to. I mean, oh my God. I don't know what's wrong with people, but this thing I'm not... I saw an article that says this has to make $1 billion just to break even, this Avatar Way of Water.
Oh, it will.
Over time, I don't know. Over
time? In this day and age, when people aren't really going to the theaters as much, you think it will make $1 billion?
Maybe overseas and everything total?
Yeah.
Man,
the trailer wasn't that great so far.
I haven't seen it.
I've got to take a break. Dieter, in about 30 minutes, we're going to get to your conspiracy corner. Dieter opens up your eyes to all of the things the government doesn't want you to know. The elites don't want you to know. The secret societies don't want you to know. And you have something good for us today?
I have a bigger threat than these killer cops.
Really?
Killer robots.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. If you missed any of the show, we got you covered with the Rover's Morning Glory podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
Traffic. From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Cleared up the accident, 480 eastbound past 77. Broken down vehicle in the right berm. It's 271 southbound past Chagrin. And watch for a crash on the 90 eastbound ramp to Carnegie. Broken water main in Middleburg Heights. Avoid Sheldon at Angle Road. I'm Faith Nesevich in the traffic center.
This report is sponsored by Meijer. Save up to $30 all week long at Meijer with Cyberbucks and M-Perks. Clip the coupon in M-Perks before you check out to save 10, 20...
WMMS on iHeartRadio. Whoever said lightning never strikes twice didn't exactly listen to this show. Because we're shocking you 5 days a week. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Those robots.
Yeah.
And the San Francisco Police Department using lethal robots to take people out. I guess that's just been approved. And you're worried about AI, Dieter. I think that sometimes humans, they think that we think we're smarter than we really are. Like, I was just reading this thing. This sounds like a terrible idea to me. Where scientists are considering dimming the sun, doing solar geoengineering in order to combat global warming. This sounds like the dumbest idea. I can't believe that they would even consider this. Where they inject some sort of aerosolized particles. It's like I don't know what the particles are. Some sort of like silvery looking microscopic particles, and they put these up in the atmosphere.
Like a chemtrail.
Well, it would have to surround the whole Earth, though,
yeah,
Dieter.
Bill Gates had this idea a couple years ago. Okay. He wanted to do something like this.
Well, they're now studying this.
Yeah, it's almost like a blanket.
Yeah.
That would cover...
Yeah, they release this stuff into the atmosphere, and then the theory is that the sun... The rays is coming, the light's coming, and hits those and just bounces back because this fine mist is reflective. So it will bounce right off, and therefore it will cool the Earth. because global warming, everyone is, you know, they're throwing soup on priceless paintings and museums just to show you how bad global warming is. They're gluing their palms right to tennis courts and stuff to show you how bad global warming is. Must be terrible.
Right.
But does anyone think that that's a good idea where we mess with the entire planet?
No. Like,
what happens when something, like, oops, we miscalculated that, and now we're in a new ice age or something? This seems like the worst idea.
I read a book about this, actually. I remember, but it was a book, it was like a fantasy book, but they kind of did this, and the Earth had some sort of thing around it, and they had to solve it because it was sucking the energy out of the Earth, and it ruined it, and they had to go to space to try to solve it. And it seemed like a really bad idea in the book.
Now they're actually studying this, and the White House announced a 5-year research plan to study geoengineering. In case, you know, everyone's so amped up over global warming. I'm not denying maybe it's possible, whatever, sure. But it seems like they've really made kids nuts about it. Like, they have so much anxiety because all they hear is, like, they really believe, like, in 10 or 15 years, the Earth is going to be uninhabitable. And I can tell you that that's totally fake news.
What age? Like, I'm not getting that sense.
Oh, yeah. What age? Why do you think all these people are throwing stuff at the paintings and lighting themselves on fire and doing ridiculous stuff?
Laying on the freeway, stopping cars.
Right, right. They've been brought up in a society that everything is a crisis. This is a, you know, they're listening to Greta Thunberg. And they, you know, look, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Don't listen to me. But I'm sort of the, probably not going to.
It's not going to affect you.
No.
But people think it's going to affect their kids and their kids' kids. That's why they're worried about it.
Let them worry about it.
They say it's going to be too late. They're like, right now, it's do or die. If you don't fix it right now, you can't go back. It's
a point of
no return.
I don't believe that.
That's what they think.
Do you believe that?
No!
Do you believe that, Dushy?
How dare you? Thank you, Greta.
she is playing.
Let's have another line. What was her famous line?
That was it.
Oh, how dare you? I thought there was another line.
No, there's one about how she will have no school, or what is it? Something about how she's supposed to be going to school and not worrying about stuff. And
well, that's the whole speech. That's if you got to listen to that whole speech. That's not a line, though.
Yeah.
The line was, how dare you?
Do you believe that?
I don't think I'll live to see it, but I think we're probably doing some major damage. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
You
see the poor little polar bears and all the icebergs shrinking, and there's nothing happening.
But don't you think that happened, let's just say, like 2 million years ago or something? You don't think that the same thing, it's cyclical? You don't think that
because there was ice ages and there was nobody around and everything. Yeah, that stuff happens, but I think we're speeding it up. They're looking at it. I mean, we don't have a lot to look at because nobody's taking measurements of how thick an iceberg was. What, in the last 100 years they've been doing it? Before that, nobody knew. But now you're just able to look at it and go, well, that looks a lot different than last year.
Yeah, that could be good.
And then the year before that, that looks way different than that.
Yeah.
And then you just look at it. I don't think you're hurting anything by trying to be nice to the environment. That's what I really don't get about it is the people are so against
it. Anger, yeah.
What's the worst that's going to happen if you try?
Because there's a huge cost involved in it, and it damages business and the rules and regulations that probably are not going to make a difference anyhow, cost a bunch of money, and it hurts the economy.
The worst that's going to happen is it's a nicer world. I don't know. You're not putting as much smog in the sky.
Okay. I'm all for that. I just,
Beijing.
I think it's a crazy, no, for many reasons, I don't want to live in Beijing, but I think it's crazy that anyone would consider blasting metallic particles into the atmosphere to reflect the sun.
I don't think we're smart enough yet. That could be something we do in 20,000 years that we've really done some calculations, but doing this right now I think would just very easy to get screwed up.
Sure.
And we're just in an ice age overnight.
Here is someone that says, Rover, why has Dougie been giving us ridiculous news stories all week, but hasn't mentioned anything about the killer from Idaho still being out on the loose. I think you just did that today. I think you've done that almost every day.
Not almost every day, because there's not a lot going on. You had talked about it extensively, and then there was nothing really. They don't know what's going on. So what am I going to report? They don't know, but now I reported. They had to say, sorry, we don't know if these kids were targeted or not.
Yeah, they said that right off the bat. You assume that they have some sort of information that would lead them to make that announcement. And then it became clear within a couple of days. They have no idea. So to say that it was targeted and that the general public isn't at risk, I don't know about that. I also think they were quick to dismiss. Now, maybe there is nothing to it, but a couple who live maybe about 2 miles away from where those students were murdered, they had a dog that was out and somebody skinned the dog, like cut off its head and then skinned it and laid it out.
When?
Now, that's not a normal thing, like a month before the murders happen.
Yeah, you got to look at that part. If you're doing it to an animal, next is going to be a human.
They know who did that?
They don't know who did that. Okay. And the police go, nope, not related.
Come on.
How do you know that?
Right. Investigate that.
I mean,
isn't the FBI in? Like, aren't they embedded now into the whole case?
Yeah. I have
like,
no idea.
We said that like two weeks ago. They said that they were going to... The FBI was taking over.
Well, what's going on? Like, what's the update? We got nothing.
Abe goes on and says the cops have fumbled this case from the start. They don't have a suspect in 2 weeks. There were also reports that the killer was at the vigil for the students that were murdered.
How would you know? Nobody
knows who the killer is.
You could have a report of that from all those weirdos that think they've cracked the case that actually haven't.
How would anybody know that?
Okay, sorry, I didn't report that.
And if he was there, will you just arrest him? Why make a report that they were there? Is it
that creepy guy? They kept
calling. That's who I think they
are. A guy named Jack, and isn't the neighbor or boyfriend named Jack, and he's now afraid for his life.
He's getting death threats.
He called him Jack. What do you mean?
One of the girls called the guy before she died, like 30 times they called the guy named Jack.
How do you know that?
It came out. Dude's even heard this, right? Yeah. So to call this Jack guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a guy named Jack that they know. So they're like, Jack had to be involved. And this guy's freaking out. He's carrying a gun around now. He thinks people are accusing him of killing these girls. And the father said his girl didn't suffer. He knows how she died. So it made me think she didn't suffer. So what did the guy like sneak up when she's sleeping and slit her throat? If she didn't suffer and it was a stabbing.
Yeah, I don't know how you could make that determination. And first of all, I don't know if I would believe whatever the cops told me. Oh, yeah, she didn't suffer. She died immediately. I don't know. Can you? I mean, these cops do seem like they've bungled the entire thing. I wouldn't trust them on that.
Jack was an ex-boyfriend of one of the kids.
And how many times did I call him in 30 minutes?
I don't know.
Like, so were they calling? Was this like a weed dealer? You're calling at 2:30, bring some weed over? Or was it a hookup?
Dated for 6 years.
Okay.
And was the last person that the girl had talked to, one of the girls that was killed.
That doesn't mean he killed her.
No, I know.
I know, but they're looking at everybody. This is the last person they called 30 times.
They say that he has been ruled out as a suspect.
So it's not so fishy anymore, is it?
Okay, who's name somebody? Who's the suspect?
They don't have
nobody.
One.
It's crazy.
I'd say probably that person that skinned that dog.
But they don't know who that is.
Speaking of dogs, Christine says, Rover, last week my dog passed away unexpectedly. Now I, too, feel absolutely no joy. I'm big time depressed, and I've tried telling people close to me, but no one really seems to give a damn. I'm not in a place where I can afford therapy at the moment, and unfortunately my dog passing isn't all that I'm struggling with. I'm not okay, and nothing seems to be helping. I'm a kind of person who is either singing or laughing all the time. I haven't laughed and I haven't listened to music. My soul feels like it is missing. Typically, I find Charlie somewhat funny, but not anymore.
I'm not laughing at your dead dog, but I'm sorry I'm bringing you down.
I'm hoping there's some sort of maybe a surprise game you could come up with before you leave for your holiday break.
I have an idea.
What's that?
We could do something as a show.
What's that? Oh, yes, I know. I got to get to my shuffle dance. I do have to do that.
You have not done your shuffle dance? We all had to do a shuffle dance, and we all filmed it.
There's a theory going around. You guys think that I've done that. I'm practicing shuffle dancing.
You are.
You'd be sore. He can't do that dance. You'd be sore
because we all did it.
We all did it.
We've all recorded it. I've had mine since Monday.
I had mine
or Sunday night. Sunday night. For no reason. Rover goes, oh, I don't think I'm going to do it today. He's pushing it back so we can keep practicing.
Because your wife is a dancer, was a dancer, so she's been teaching you how to do it this extra time?
No, she is not.
I'm not buying it.
She hasn't taught me a thing. In fact, the day that we were talking about the shuffle dance, there were two different ones. And I actually sent the videos to you guys. I said, pick whatever one you want to do.
Both are hard.
One is easier and one looks harder.
It's hard.
And my wife, I got home that day and she goes, because I picked the hard one. I go, well, we should do the hard one. Let's do that. And I got home that day. She goes, you're an idiot because you will never learn how to do that.
Did she do it? She could probably do it. Did she show you how?
I showed the video to her. I said, could you do this? She goes, yeah, it'd probably take me about 3 hours. So I think she actually did learn it. I haven't seen her do it, but
yeah,
I think...
Yeah, what's going on? Where's the video? Let's go, buddy boy. You want to make this for a listener?
Mine's saved in there right now. I've also saved Jeffrey's in there. Oh. Jeffrey even did it.
I can send you mine.
I did mine too. Yeah. I did both dances.
And for some reason, it's just odd.
That he didn't do it?
Well, yeah,
he didn't. And if I didn't do it?
He didn't do it.
You would destroy me.
He did do it, but you didn't.
I did not.
Are you
do
still
it.
Practicing?
I'm not even practicing.
You didn't do it?
I didn't do it. No.
Oh, you lied to our faces so many times.
He didn't say
when
he
did
it.
I say it?
You said I have it on my phone right here.
I was obviously joking.
I didn't think you were. I thought you were being serious.
Wow. You're more gullible than Dieter.
That's not gullible. You're lying.
You're a liar.
You said multiple. I believed you every time.
How dare you believe, Rover?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't be stupid.
All right. Are you going to do it tonight?
I'll do it. I just haven't had...
I haven't had the time.
I've been too busy watching Wednesday on Netflix.
It actually ruined my vacation, I have to be honest. It ruined Thanksgiving.
All I thought of.
Why?
Because I knew I had to do something, and it was like homework. I was like, oh, I got to do this. I have to learn this stupid dance. I kept going, I'll do it in a little bit. And I waited till Sunday, and I finally... All right, I'll do the dance, and it took a long time.
Yeah, now, I had to go pick up a 15-year-old kid, no problem.
Without seeing it, how did it turn out?
I don't even care. You'd play mine right now.
No,
go ahead. Play
no,
mine.
We're not playing them. No,
we're gonna play them all together.
No,
gotta play them all together. No, all together.
Play mine.
No, wait. You need to do the damn shuffle and make that listener happy.
I will do the shuffle and
when.
Before we go on vacation, I'm going to redo it.
I'm going to keep training then.
You can redo it. I honestly have not done it.
I want to learn this dance.
No, she's banned because she's a dancer. No, like your wife.
You'll learn. Could you do this?
I haven't seen it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Were you a, you said you were a, what? Well, you were a dancer or something?
Yeah,
or?
I've danced for like 24 years.
Now, when you say you've danced for 24 years, what does that mean exactly? Like, did you have a job dancing, or what?
Well, I started dancing in high school, and then I went to college, took dance in college, left college to be with my husband, and then I taught dance. And last year, I took off, so I haven't taught for a year. But
let me see if I could.
I'm saving right now. I'm saving the actual one.
Which one? The one where
the easy
the
one.
X one.
No,
do the hard one.
That's hard.
You keep saying that you haven't even done it.
I know, but I can tell that this is going to be hard because I watched it and I go, I don't even think I could do this in slow motion.
Her pants are also flowy in the video, it makes it look like she's doing
shuffling.
A lot more.
Shuffling.
Okay, so here's the easy one. I'll get to the second one.
Okay.
Here's the easy one.
This was still hard.
And I've seen some of these moves.
Yeah, this is the beginning. This is where she's showing. Now we're going to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Could you do that?
I would try.
Well,
I would definitely try.
I think someone who has danced for 20 years could probably
do that.
Yeah, like, that doesn't seem like that would be.
Just, yeah, picking. That's the easy video.
Show her the hard of
it. Show me the. Because shuffling is hard. It's a newer style of dance that just came out a few years ago that became popular. Obviously, ravers do shuffling a lot.
Well, do you have to be high in order to, like, do this? Like,
no, honestly, I mean, I love EDM music and stuff, so this definitely goes along with that electronic dance music.
Oh, I'm pulling.
I'm gonna have to do some Molly before I shuffle, I think.
You'll feel real good when you're dancing.
Oh no,
you'll feel professional.
Terrible, but I'll feel good. Yeah. No, you won't. Oh my God, you will not be.
Why? Did you take Molly before you shuffle?
How tiring it was. I was like, oh, because I was gonna have a couple beers before I did.
Oh no,
I'm so happy I didn't.
Oh, well, I was dripping.
My wife goes,
sweat.
Hey, when are you gonna do this? I told her, you gotta help me with this shuffle thing. You have to teach me how to do that. This was a couple days ago, and she goes, all right, well, when do you want to do this? I go, I forget what day this was. I think it was on, like, Saturday. I go, oh, we'll do it Sunday night. And she goes, that's not enough time for you to learn that. And I go, I think I'll be all right. She goes, how much time do you think you're going to, how much time are you going to devote to this? I said, 2 hours. She goes, 2 hours? You won't be able to do this for 15 minutes. What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, I was doing
you'll be gassed.
Yeah, I was doing the easy one. Absolutely gassed after just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so this is the one Rover said he's going to try. He's not even going to waste his time with the easy one. All right, ready? Got it? Here we go. Oh. No way.
8 steps.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Yeah, eight steps, you think that's easy?
I do that.
But it's going
that
like 1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Last bit of footwork I already do all the time. I've done since I was a kid.
Oh, so you could do that.
That toe heel switching, that's easy.
For you?
For me.
Yeah, but she's been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, 25 years.
I even tried to cheat.
How? How did you try to cheat?
Why don't we slow it down and then speed it up?
Oh, Marcus. That sounds like a Charlie.
Oh, I had smart. Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, like, I said, he's going to film it in like regular speed, and then he's going to speed it up. He'll take hours. He could either practice the dance for 3 hours, or he could take 30 hours to cheat. He would take 30 hours to cheat.
It was hard to cheat.
He's not doing it at all.
Yeah.
So he'll slow the song down. True. He'll dance to it, and then he'll speed the whole video up to put it into real time. That's what I predicted he would try.
We did try.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Play mine. I'm saying play mine right now.
No, don't play it. We're not playing them. We're excited to see these videos. Can't play it. Rover, until you film it.
Just play mine.
No.
He's never going to do it.
Yes, he is.
No, he won't.
No, I will.
If you don't do it, then you have to pay us all that money.
If the one rule was if you didn't film it, was you had to pay the $130, I thought.
I don't recall that, but
that's exactly what you said.
It was part of it.
There was no time frame for when you had
Monday. No, it was due Monday because I was sick.
I said Monday. I didn't say what Monday.
Oh my God!
Loophole. That's a Charlie. That's a Charlie argument, isn't it? Right.
But you're the one doing it.
Wow. Such a slacker.
I will get to that.
I'm not holding my breath.
I know he won't do it.
He won't try it
for 10 minutes.
He's going to be like, this is too hard.
This is incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Oh, no, then I would just video me not being able to do it. I mean, you're right. I might give up after 5 minutes.
It sucks.
Absolutely. Trashcan 1290 wants Crystal to put a bikini top on and shuffle.
That'd be fantastic.
Would you be willing to do that? It would shuffle in a bikini. At least a bikini top.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay. Yeah, this guy's got a pocket shuffle.
A lot of people email me. They go, this song. I can't get this song out of my head now. They are cursing my name. Dieter, you have Conspiracy Corner coming up.
Right.
Now, is this... What kind of conspiracy of yours is this?
I mean, what's the topic? I guess it's money.
Money. All right.
Currency. Yeah.
And you say someone is at risk here on the show.
I might save somebody's life today. Maybe multiple people's lives.
All right, let me take a break. We'll be right back with Dieter's Conspiracy Corner right after this. Hang on.
Morning Glory.
The Rover Rewind. All the amazing, horrible, crazy things you might have missed this week on the show Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on MMS.
Now, your chance at a trip to our 2023 iHeartRadio alter ego. Text the nationwide keyword, music, to the number 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's music to 200-200.
Traffic. From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Still dealing with an accident on the 90 eastbound, a ramp to Carnegie, and a broken down vehicle, 271 southbound past Chagrin. It's off to the right-hand side with a tow truck on scene. Avoid a broken water main in Middleburg Heights at Sheldon Road and Angle Road. I'm Faith Nezovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care.
Did you know that tires purchased from Conrad's include everything you need to get the maximum life out of
your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory? Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Dieter's Conspiracy Corner coming up in just a moment. We're talking about borrowing money from people. Chuck sent me a text message. Says, Rover, I borrowed money from my former boss who I worked with for more than 20 years. He passed away 2 months later, and the son took over the business. The following December, I got my cash bonus with an IOU inside saying that my debt was paid back. So instead of getting his bonus, the son paid himself back. I don't think that's wrong. I mean, maybe you should have told him that in advance, I suppose. Say, hey, I'm going to get that money back that my father loaned you, but
I think that's terrible.
What's the guy? He's dead. Isn't the debt just wiped off?
No, probably came from the business or something. It's a business expense.
People rely on Christmas bonuses. And if you're lucky to get a Christmas bonus and then they don't tell you you're not getting it.
But if you borrow the money and you don't pay it back.
Okay, but that was with a guy that's now dead. So he could have said, hey, I know you owe this.
Okay, so if I borrow.
Let's just say $5,000 they borrowed. And he says, you know, I know my father passed. You still owe this. I could take it. I give you the option. I could take it out of your Christmas bonus and you don't get a Christmas bonus at the end of the year. Or you do installments back or I take it out of your. Give me some options.
That probably would have been the right thing. But yeah. Let's say I borrow $50,000 from you. Big amount of money, and you drop dead before I pay it back. So Gia's out of luck. She shouldn't get that money. It's just mine. I get to keep it.
No.
Okay.
But all you're right. Not boss. There's no
Thank
boss.
You.
There's
all
no
right.
boss.
Dieter, are you ready for Conspiracy Corner?
Let's roll.
Here we go.
Rover's Morning Glory presents
What All Over?
Pizzagate.
Video of Epstein's jail cell no longer exists. Part human, part bear, part gorilla. Listen to me. This is Project Blue Beam Napoleon Bonaparte.
So what really happened that day?
They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51.
Players complain about the quality of the balls.
Got the cameras rolling.
Dieter's Conspiracy Corner.
All right, Dieter, you're back in business. You have your music here Finally. On Conspiracy Corner. Makes you feel right at home. What do you have for us today?
Okay, we all might be going to the funeral of somebody on our show very, very soon.
Who?
Not
that
to scare
sounds
anybody.
Morbid. God.
Are you guys ready to? It might be happening. If you had to guess, who can die very soon on
Over.
Our show?
Charlie. Because he's going to get killed in a drunken bar fight.
Jeez.
No, that's possible, but it's not okay. Charlie.
All right.
It's not who I'm thinking of.
The police are going to shoot him. No,
yeah, that can happen,
okay.
That can happen
not
today him. When he leaves work.
Doogie.
What was her cough and runny nose and all
I
that?
Not runny nose.
I was
nose.
Thinking maybe like a weird stalker or something.
Jeez.
No,
not Doogie.
Okay. Jeffrey. bed
he's
bugs
gonna
eat him to death. Eat him alive. I don't know.
Anthony Snitzer.
Snitzer? Snitzer. Oh, people, is he going to have another seizure and drop dead?
It's possible. He might be dead very, very soon.
Why?
Have you heard all these crypto tycoons have died mysteriously recently in the past couple of weeks, in the past month?
I saw a couple of headlines, but I didn't even read the articles. What do you have for me?
These are industry leaders.
Uh-huh.
Three of them have died in the past month. Six since 2018. Six, okay. If you go back. That's just what I could find.
Yeah.
But three in the past month. Something sketchy going on here. Something's weird. This first guy here,
mm-hmm.
slide number one, Nikolai Mushigian.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is his name. You guys got to help me out because you guys do Bitcoin and stuff if you heard of him. So a month ago, this guy's 29. He goes to Puerto Rico. He's at the beach. He drowns. So you think, okay, accidents happen. This
guy can swim, rip tide, whatever it is.
Maybe.
Yeah. But hours earlier, he sent out this bizarre tweet. So go to the slide two is the beach, by the way. Puerto Rican beach. You can see what it looks like. Just normal beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Slide three. Hours before he was found dead, he sent out this bizarre tweet. You got it here?
Yeah.
CIA and Mossad and the
Mossad. Yes.
And a pedophile elite are running some kind of sex trafficking, entrapment, blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. They're going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death. Okay, that's October 28th.
Uh-huh.
The next day, he's found dead in the water. Here's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Fully clothed with his wallet. Who goes swimming? You said riptide. Who goes swimming in all your clothes and your wallet?
Well, I don't know anything about this particular case, but he might have been having some sort of mental breakdown, Dieter.
Okay, but he just sensed this out. Okay, I might be killed off. Hours before, the 28th, the next day he's found dead.
Yeah.
That's very fishy.
Maybe committed suicide, jumped in. I don't know.
Go to the next tweet.
Yeah.
This he sent out, I think. So this is September. Three possible futures for me.
Wow.
Suicided by the CIA. CIA brain damage, slave asset. Worst nightmare of people who F with me up until now. Okay, so he's sending this out, and he has one more tweet, too.
So he says that the CIA is going to suicide him.
Suicided.
Uh-huh.
He could be suicided. Then he is suicided. A surfer found him in the water, face down, fully clothed with your wallet. That just doesn't make sense. I can see you going swimming.
All right, suspicious, but, we should obviously look into that, and I'm sure the authorities are or did. But I guess the authorities, if it's the CIA, it's the United States government. They can pull the wool over your eyes. All right.
Go ahead, then. There's one more tweet. He shows his electric locks he has on his computer are all cut. Do you see that little hole at the bottom here? He sent
mm-hmm.
that out
mm-hmm.
2 months before. So somebody was definitely targeting him, trying to mess with this guy, assassinate him.
Is it possible that he knew he was about to get caught with child porn? Because he said in the first one, he's like, what did he say?
They're going to frame me with a laptop.
Yeah, and then he does get caught with child. He knows
yeah.
he's got child porn. He's been looking at child porn. Then he knows he's about to get caught. He finally does get caught, and then he kills himself.
Okay, that's one. I'll give it to you. So you're like, okay, one guy died involved in crypto. Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Let's go to last Wednesday. Real quick. Also last year, this Bitcoin OG, Mircea Popescu,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know who that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
He drowned in Costa Rica off a beach. This guy was 41 years old. He was the largest holder of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
This guy. He also drowned. So that's kind of weird. Okay, people are drowning that are that have the most money in Bitcoin. He was he had the most of it.
Okay.
I heard. He drowned. Okay, that's two people that drowned, and that was last year. So
all
that's
right.
Two so far. Go back to last Wednesday, this guy, crypto co-founder, he founded the Amber Group, which is valued at $3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Taishan Kulander.
Mm-hmm.
So go to slide 27. Have you ever seen this guy before?
Nope. Never heard of him.
Dead in his sleep at 30. 30 years old, goes to bed one night, no health problems, dies. Suddenly, died.
Did they probably do a
drugs?
Test?
Drugs?
Yeah.
They said it. No. They don't know. I actually found a poll of how he died, slide 29.
Yeah.
So they polled 100 people, and they asked, how do you guys think?
On a Reddit forum or something?
Go to the next.
Okay.
Where's this at? So how did he die? Overdose? 10%. A hit? 77%. Natural cause is 12%.
Okay.
That's 133
random people on Twitter. Okay, all right.
Isn't that fishy?
That is interesting.
Yeah. They believe it's a hit.
Uh-huh.
So that's that's two people have died and some guy died a year ago drowning. Let's go to last Friday. This Russian crypto tycoon, Vyacheslav Toren,
mm-hmm.
Slide 50. You can see this guy and this hot-ass wife. Mm. He's got three kids, mm-hmm. his whole life ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
He dies in a helicopter crash.
This is weird, Rover.
There's three people in 1 month. These are all big time, big wigs in Bitcoin.
Hi, you know, I'm not following you on this one. So
what are you talking about?
Well,
three guys
in
1 month.
Yeah, anyone who has Bitcoin who dies, according to you, it's a conspiracy. No. This is something that millions and millions and millions of people have.
These were the biggest industry. I wasn't even going into what each one started. This guy started, because I don't even know what they are. Libertex. That's what this Russian guy had.
Yeah.
I don't know if Snitch, if you've heard of that. Amber Group, the other guy started.
Yeah.
The company's valued at three. This isn't like a Joe Schmo. Moreover, these guys have the biggest investors.
Billions of dollars.
The first guy was the founder of MakerDAO. I don't know what that is in Bitcoin. These are big time players. And in the chopper crash, this guy's going, a passenger's going, and a pilot's going.
Okay.
At the last second, the passenger bows out. The passenger goes, I'm not going. I'm not going.
All right.
Chopper goes down. Explain that.
I mean, I see stories of planes and helicopters crashing almost every day. It's right. I mean,
what?
Kobe Bryant.
But did anybody back out last minute on the flight?
I don't know. So,
no, nobody did. There was like six people with Kobe on that flight. Everybody boarded up, crashed. This guy, the last second, he knew something. He heard, hey, they're taking the chopper down. Don't go. And the guy backed out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right over there. Yeah. They're trying to take you out.
It might
poisoning
be.
You.
I'm going to put something in my coffee. Slide 53, there's a map of the crash. He was leaving Switzerland, and the chopper went down. Robert, you can't deny that these three people in 1 month, major players, went down. So I think Snitzer, we don't know how much money Snitzer has in this. He could be next. We could come in one day and, you know, he got a bullet wound right in his forehead.
Snitzer's not here anymore.
Wait, I come in one day with a bullet wound?
Yeah, you're walking, and then you pass out right there. You know, it didn't actually go into your small brain. So something's definitely going on here. And I even have more people. I watched a documentary last night.
Yep.
Trust No One.
Okay.
Have you seen this yet on Netflix?
No, I haven't.
You got to watch it.
Okay.
It's fantastic. This guy, Gerald Cotton.
Yep.
30 years old. He started this Canadian Bitcoin company, Quadriga CX.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I did see this.
Did you see it?
Yeah, yeah. Is this the guy that claimed he went... He died in Africa or something?
No, he went to India on his honeymoon. And 9 days before, he signed his will to his wife. Hey, if I ever die, take all this money. Gets there, stomach pain, right when he checks in.
Yeah.
Goes to the hospital, diagnosed with traveler's diarrhea. Next day, dead. Found dead the very next day. That's another guy. This guy was huge. He was the biggest Canadian Bitcoin.
Yeah, and all the money that they had and whatever this Quadriga thing is. They go, oh, he was the only person that had the password. So that money... gone.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that. I remember that in the news.
Yeah. It was like $250 million. Yeah. And they go, oh, he faked his death. No. They investigated. He did die.
Hmm.
They found the doctor who treated. Goes, well, I remember this guy.
Well, it's funny because I saw a headline that Sam Bankman-Fried guy from FTX, he did some interview yesterday and he goes, no, I just mismanaged that $30 billion. There was no fraud involved at all. I was just a bad
accounting
bad
error.
Manager. Yeah. I mean, come on. No. For the past few years, you've been saying all these things. It just literally a day before the whole thing went bankrupt, he goes, this is all fake news. We have all this money. We got no problem here. Nothing to see. Move on. So no fraud? What a scam. Anyhow, go on.
So once is an accident, they say. Twice is a coincidence. Three times over, that's a pattern. And with this Cotton guy, we're up to now five or six people. There's also this Matthew Mellon.
Mm-hmm.
He died from a heart attack in 2018. He went to Cancun, Mexico, was checking into rehab. He was dead.
I just read a big article about this guy. He's like from the Mellon banking family, I guess, or whatever. He's a billionaire.
Wife? She's the founder of, is it Johnny Chu? What's that company called? Oh. Yeah, Jimmy Choo, the shoe company, whatever.
Johnny Choo.
I don't know.
What is that? Like a dog toy company or something? Johnny Choo?
I read it and I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds important. He was married to her.
Uh-huh.
He's found dead. Something's going on. We're over here. Here's where I think's happening.
Okay.
The big banks are taking these people out. They have a hit list. Crypto is a threat to the big banks. They're killing all these people. That's what's happening, man. You can't deny it.
I can't deny it. I thought the banks are invested in some of this stuff, I thought.
No.
Maybe. Okay.
This is a threat. And with Bitcoin, you're cutting out the middleman. You're cutting out the banks. The banks see this as a threat. You want to take all these big... It's all the industry leaders. These aren't like small-time players dying. These are like the biggest names in it.
Uh-huh.
You can't deny it. You're like,
you're telling me like Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah.
They're all
Citibank.
They are all. You're telling me that they've gotten together and they have like teams of hitmen that go around and take out these crypto guys.
They're protecting their business at all cost by taking these out. And these are the way they're dying: a chopper crash, diarrhea, traveler's diarrhea, dying in your sleep at 30. How often do people die in their sleep at 30? Young people dying in sleep at 30. Is that that common?
No, it's not real common, but it happens. And when it happens to somebody rich, are you all right over there?
Yeah, my throat. It's just, I'm yelling here and my throat is going.
Okay. All right. People die in accidents and of natural causes and of drug overdoses and drowning all the time. All the time, dude.
But in this industry, and it just, all this crashing is coming down. FTX just crashed. All this is happening. In the past month, three people. In the past 4 years, six, seven people.
These banks, they really make all of their profit off of doing banking transactions, holding money, interest, investments, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that Bitcoin and crypto cuts out all the middlemen.
Exactly.
So these guys know that their days are numbered. Their big profit centers are going to go away. So they're trying to head off crypto by killing all of the top people, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because they can't control it. They can't control Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
Take these people out.
All right. Snitzer, you're a big crypto guy.
Does this make you worried?
How do you believe this theory?
I mean, it makes sense.
You think it's fishy?
Yeah.
This many people have been found dead in the past month.
In the same industry, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Name it. Like, say our business, radio. Has six people died?
Six of the biggest people.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
In the past month, have three people died?
And it's a shady business, too.
Oh, yeah. It's very shady.
This is a very shady business. Shady people are attracted to it to do shady things.
Well, the guy that died in the helicopter crash, I saw that they said he was worked for Russian intelligence services, but his wife says, no, that's fake news. That's not true at all.
Of course she's going to say that because she doesn't want to
die. He might be another Putin victim. He might have been taken out by Putin or something.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
And the prosecutor there said they can't rule out a third party was involved.
What is
the prosecutor? Did somebody dick with the chopper?
They can't sabotage it or something?
Yeah, they were. Rover, it was a clear day, good weather. It just doesn't make sense. It just, and the another passenger backed out the last second.
So what advice do you have for anyone who's invested in crypto? Or do you have, I mean, should they get rid of it? Should they
get out? Get out. Sell. I mean, it's already down. Get out now. Sell. Change your name, maybe. Move away. Do something. It's a risky business. It's stressful, too. I got a crypto meme here. Slide 180.
Yes.
Who said crypto was stressful? Shows a guy. Scroll down. I'm 25 and I feel great. Look at this guy, how old he is. That's what crypto does to you, Robert.
He looks like he's 100 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because people put all of their money in crypto and then you lose thousands of dollars. It's just like gambling. I'm down thousands, but I didn't put money in that I couldn't handle.
But many of these people did. I saw another article.
Everything in.
That the other day, and it said that the used car market, luxury used car market, is absolutely flooded with Lamborghinis, McLarens, G-Wagons, because of all the crypto guys, bros, as they're called. They're all out of money.
Is this now the time to strike and finally get one, Rover?
Win Lambo.
Yeah, maybe. Well, someone else emailed a week or two ago after the FTX thing, and they go, remember that guy that kept calling all the time for Karma Coin, which was a crypto?
Oh, yeah.
And they would give out a new car once a month. You'd get like a Ferrari they were giving away. I don't know what the thing was. You buy some crypto and now you're... And it was always coincidental that the person who would win happened to live like down the street from the guy who ran the whole thing. Wasn't that weird? Well... They've gone dark some time ago. They went dark, all the money gone, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So Karma Coin didn't really pan out. And I I said, this is a scam. This whole thing is a scam. And they're like, no, no, this is legit. This is real.
Yeah, that guy used to call all the time saying, hey, you want to interview me about Karma Coin?
Isn't it interesting he hasn't called in a while? Maybe he was taken out there.
I believe it.
They got the Karma Coin guy, too? Wow.
Yeah.
Since what do you know about Karma Coin?
Well, they got mad at me because I said it was a scam.
Oh, and it turned out to
actually... It's actually a scam.
See? It'd be a scam. Who would have guessed?
What was it? Just Karma? That was it? That was the coin name?
I don't know. Yeah, and I guess whoever emailed me said that, like, the coin, it was always worth, like, 0.00000002 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's now it's, like, just zero completely.
Yeah, this chart. I don't know much about crypto, but this chart doesn't look good.
You're reading the candlesticks?
That's not the way you want it to go.
Oh, yeah. All right. Red is bad?
Red's bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So wait a second. Hold on. The volume, go back to that.
Okay.
Volume is $10 of Karma Coin has been traded in the past 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, is that what it's showing?
Okay. Yeah, it's not like millions or billions. It's $3.68 was traded.
What was it at its height, though? It wasn't really $34, but is it the height of ever being traded?
You could easily...
So where are these Lambos?
All.
Oh, no. Okay, never mind. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I guess it... Oh, we should have got on. This is probably when he's calling.
Yeah, saying I'm a millionaire now.
And then it went...
We're responsible for that.
That's right. When he called, and then we didn't talk to him for a month, and he called back and shot up again.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we should have got in.
And now we're at the point where he's been killed by the big banks, right?
Rover. This hit list is longer than Clinton's hit list.
Dieter, thank you. We do have the aftermath starting on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. They'll get started in just a few minutes. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Weekly weigh-in and Cavs ticket to see him play the Thunder on the 10th. The Alan Cox Show starts today at 2 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, chemical hair relaxers have been linked to cancer. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Cleared up an earlier one-car crash, 90 eastbound at West Boulevard. Sheldon Road at Angle Road in Middleburg Heights, still dealing with a broken water main in that area. Avoid it if you can. See a problem? Let us know on the traffic tip line. 216-986-8888. I'm Faith Nezovich in the Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by the Ken Ganley Auto Group.
Stop waiting and start driving at the Ken Ganley Auto Group. Number one in Ohio.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.